2025. Legacy Talks Business Enterprises. DRMW Mkonta. Unity in the Family. Drawing from both biblical teachings and modern research on marriage, parenting, and communication, this book invites readers to journey through the essential elements of unity, love, humility, patience, service, and faith. It addresses common challenges families face and offers insights on how to build resilience and lasting bonds. Unity in the Family. Keys to Harmony and Togetherness in the Home. DRMW Mkonta. Copyright 2025 by Drive Mdudhuzi Walter Mkonta. All rights reserved. This book is protected by the international copyright laws and may not be copied or reprinted for commercial gain or profit. No part of this publication may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or by any means, or stored in a database or retrieval system, without the prior written permission of the publisher. Unity in the Family. 1. The Biblical Foundation of Family Unity. 2. The Covenant of Marriage, One Flesh, One Unity, Genesis 2:24. 3. Teaching and Guiding the Next Generation, Deuteronomy 6:6-9. 4. The Power of Love to Bind the Family, Colossians 3:14. 5. Living in Harmony, Rejecting Pride and Conceit, Romans 12:16. 6. Bearing with One Another in Love, Ephesians 4:2-3. 7. The Threefold Cord, Strength in Togetherness, Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. 8. Honoring Parents as a Cornerstone of Unity, Exodus 20:12. 9. Like-mindedness and compassion in the family, 1 Peter 3:8. 10. Serving one another, roles in family unity, Ephesians 5:21. 11. Forgiveness and reconciliation, keys to lasting peace, Colossians 3:13-14. 12. The family as one body in Christ, Ephesians 5:23-32. 13. Choosing to serve the Lord as a family, Joshua 24:15. 14. The role of prayer in family unity. 15. Overcoming conflict through Christ's peace, Colossians 3:15. 16. Humility and patience, foundations for unity, Ephesians 4:2. 17. Building a culture of respect and gratitude. 18. The blessings of a unified family, Psalm 133:1. 19. Teaching children the ways of the Lord, Proverbs 22:6. 20. The danger of division and how to avoid it, 1 Corinthians 1:10. 21. Love as a daily choice and commitment. 22. Encouraging one another in times of adversity, Proverbs 17:17. 23. The spiritual unity that precedes emotional unity. 24. The role of communication in family harmony. 25. The family as a reflection of Christ and the Church. 26. Building trust and accountability within the family. 27. The power of shared values and goals, Philippians 2:2. 28. The role of grace in family relationships. 29. Legacy of unity, passing faith and love to future generations. 30. Living out God's design for family unity every day. Endorsement. Dr. M.W. Mkonta's Unity in the Family is a compelling and essential work for our times. With profound insight and practical wisdom, Dr. Mkonta addresses the core issues that affect familial harmony and offers transformative solutions rooted in faith and sound principles. This book is more than just a guide, it is a beacon of hope, illuminating the path towards stronger, more loving, and resilient families. I wholeheartedly endorse Unity in the Family and believe it will be a vital resource for anyone seeking to build a home filled with unity, peace, and God's grace. Endorsed by Professor V. N. Sibiya. Omega Bible Theological College / Omega Global University Life Chancellor. Founder / President, Omega Global Churches and Africa Conference of Covenant Churches. 107. Dedication. To all families striving for togetherness, and to those who believe that love, understanding, and unity can overcome any challenge, may this book inspire you to cherish and strengthen the bonds that make a family whole. Acknowledgements. I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to all those who have supported and inspired me on this transformative journey of writing Unity in the Family. To the Holy Spirit, for guiding me towards growth, self-discovery, and the realization that each and every one of us is a unique and valuable being. To my family, for their unwavering love, encouragement, and belief in my dreams. Your support has been my rock and foundation throughout this process. To my friends, for their words of wisdom, shared laughter, and endless encouragement. Your presence in my life has been a source of strength and inspiration. To my mentors, for imparting his knowledge, guidance, and invaluable insights that have shaped my understanding and perspective on self-worth. To the readers, for embracing this message of self-acceptance and empowerment. Your openness and willingness to explore your own worth have given purpose and meaning to this work. Thank you to all who have touched my life and contributed to the creation of this book. Your presence and support have been a gift beyond measure. Forward. In a world where families often face unprecedented challenges, distractions, misunderstandings, and divisions, the call for unity has never been more urgent. Unity in the Family is a timely and deeply needed guide that draws from the rich well of biblical wisdom to illuminate the path towards harmony, love, and lasting togetherness. This book reminds us that family unity is not merely a social ideal but a divine design. Rooted in Scripture, it reveals how God's principles can transform relationships within the home, fostering an environment where each member feels valued, supported, and loved. From the foundational covenant of marriage to the nurturing of children and the healing power of forgiveness, every chapter offers practical insights and spiritual encouragement. As you journey through these pages, may you be inspired to cultivate a family life that reflects God's heart, a family united not only by blood but by faith, hope, and love. Whether you are a parent, child, grandparent, or friend, this book invites you to embrace the beautiful calling of unity in your own family. It is my prayer that Unity in the Family will be a blessing to your home, strengthening bonds and deepening the love that holds you together. Prophetess Selawi M. Kanta. Author's Life Partner. Introduction. Family is the foundational unit of society, designed by God to be a place of love, nurture, and unity. Yet, in today's fast-paced and often fragmented world, achieving and maintaining unity within the family can be a profound challenge. This book, Unity in the Family, seeks to explore the timeless biblical principles that establish and sustain family unity, offering practical guidance rooted in Scripture and enriched by contemporary understanding of healthy family dynamics. At its core, family unity is not about uniformity or sameness, but about harmony where differences are embraced, love is the binding force, and every member is valued and supported. The Bible presents a divine blueprint for this unity, from the covenant of marriage to the nurturing of children and the practice of forgiveness and mutual respect. These principles transcend culture and time, providing a universal foundation for families seeking to thrive. Drawing from both biblical teachings and modern research on marriage, parenting, and communication, this book invites readers to journey through the essential elements of unity, love, humility, patience, service, and faith. It addresses common challenges families face and offers insights on how to build resilience and lasting bonds. As you read, you will discover that unity in the family is not a static achievement but a dynamic, evolving process, one that requires intentional effort, grace, and reliance on God's wisdom. Whether you are newly forming a family, seeking to heal divisions, or desiring to strengthen existing bonds, this book aims to equip and inspire you to create a home where unity flourishes and God's love is reflected in every relationship. May this journey deepen your understanding of God's design for family and empower you to foster a legacy of unity that blesses generations to come. Chapter 1: The Biblical Foundation of Family Unity. Family unity is a divine ideal deeply rooted in the Scriptures, reflecting God's original design for human relationships and society. The Bible presents the family as the foundational institution ordained by God, where love, respect, and harmony are essential for spiritual growth, moral development, and social stability. The creation foundation, one flesh, one unity. The biblical foundation of family unity begins in the creation narrative. In Genesis 2:24, God declares, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." This verse highlights the profound unity intended in marriage, where two individuals become one in body, spirit, and purpose. This one flesh union is the cornerstone of family life, symbolizing a deep, inseparable bond that extends to the entire family unit. This unity is not merely physical but spiritual and emotional, reflecting God's own nature of relational harmony. The marital bond serves as a model for the entire family and, by extension, the church, as Paul explains in Ephesians 5:31-32, likening the husband-wife relationship to Christ's love for the church. Roles and responsibilities, parents and children in unity. The Bible emphasizes the reciprocal roles of parents and children in maintaining family unity. Ephesians 6:1-4 instructs children to obey and honor their parents, promising well-being and longevity as a result. Simultaneously, fathers are admonished not to provoke their children but to nurture them in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. This mutual respect and responsibility foster an environment where love and order prevail. Honoring parents, as commanded in Exodus 20:12, is foundational to family unity. It cultivates respect and gratitude, essential virtues that strengthen family bonds and create a culture of peace and cooperation. Love and forgiveness, the glue of family unity. Central to biblical family unity are love and forgiveness. Colossians 3:13-14 exhorts believers to bear with one another and forgive any complaint you may have against someone else. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which is the bond of perfect unity. Love acts as the adhesive that holds families together, while forgiveness heals wounds and prevents bitterness and division. The Bible portrays love as patient, kind, and selfless, 1 Corinthians 13, qualities that nurture understanding and emotional safety within the family. Practicing these virtues daily creates a home where unity can flourish despite challenges. Unity is a reflection of God's nature. The family is also a reflection of God's own unity and love. Psalm 133:1 celebrates the goodness and pleasantness of dwelling together in unity, underscoring the joy and blessing that come from harmonious relationships. Families united in love and faith mirror God's grace and truth to the world, serving as a living testimony of His character. Integrating faith into daily family life, as instructed in Deuteronomy 6:6-7, strengthens this unity. Teaching children God's commandments and living out biblical values together builds a spiritual foundation that supports lasting harmony. Leadership and unity in the family. Biblical family unity also involves God-ordained leadership roles. The husband and father are called to lead with love and humility, as Christ leads the church, Ephesians 5:23. This leadership fosters peace and order, guiding the family toward unity in spirit and purpose. Practical implications. Understanding the biblical foundation of family unity encourages families to cultivate love, respect, forgiveness, and shared faith. It calls for intentional effort to nurture these values daily, creating a home where each member feels valued and supported. By embracing these biblical principles, families can overcome conflicts, build resilience, and reflect God's design for unity, a unity that blesses individuals, strengthens communities, and honors God. This chapter lays the groundwork for exploring how biblical teachings on love, respect, forgiveness, and leadership form the foundation of family unity, setting the stage for practical applications in subsequent chapters. Chapter 2, The Covenant of Marriage, One Flesh, One Unity, Genesis 2:24. Genesis 2:24 stands as a foundational verse that reveals God's original design and intention for marriage. "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." This verse encapsulates the covenantal nature of marriage, emphasizing unity, exclusivity, permanence, and intimacy as the pillars of the marital relationship. The covenant context of marriage. Marriage, as introduced in Genesis 2, is not merely a social contract but a sacred covenant, a solemn, binding agreement before God. The Hebrew terms used in this verse underscore this covenantal dimension. The word translated leave, azab, means to forsake or abandon, signifying that both husband and wife are to detach themselves from their respective families to form a new, independent family unit. This mutual leaving was revolutionary in its cultural context, placing equal responsibility on both partners to prioritize their new union. The term cleave, davak, means to cling or adhere closely, denoting a deep, unbreakable bond akin to skin to flesh or flesh to bone. This word is often used in the Old Testament to describe Israel's covenantal devotion to God, thus highlighting the seriousness and permanence of the marital bond. The couple's commitment is not superficial but involves steadfast love, faithfulness, and mutual devotion. Exclusivity and permanence in marriage. Genesis 2:24 establishes exclusivity as a fundamental aspect of marriage. The man and woman are to forsake all others and cleave only to each other, forming a unique, lifelong partnership. This exclusivity is foundational to the unity they share, creating a safe and sacred space for emotional and spiritual intimacy. The permanence of this union is implied in the covenant language. Marriage is designed to be a lifelong commitment, reflecting God's enduring faithfulness. Jesus and Paul both reference this verse to affirm the indissolubility of marriage, Matthew 19:4-6, Ephesians 5:31-32, underscoring that the one flesh union is meant to be unbreakable. Intimacy, becoming one flesh. The phrase one flesh primarily denotes the physical and sexual union of husband and wife, which is to be expressed exclusively within marriage. However, it also signifies a profound spiritual and emotional unity. Two separate individuals are joined to form a new, inseparable entity, a family unit that shares life, purpose, and destiny. This one flesh union reflects the complementary nature of man and woman. Eve, created from Adam's side, symbolizes equality and partnership, not subordination. Together, they represent a complete whole, each bringing unique strengths and qualities that enrich the union. Marriage as a reflection of God's covenant. Marriage mirrors God's covenantal relationship with His people. Just as God commits Himself to Israel and the Church with unwavering faithfulness, so too are husband and wife called to embody this covenantal love and loyalty. The marriage covenant carries sacred rights and responsibilities, requiring both partners to honor their vows and nurture their relationship. The covenantal nature of marriage calls for a lifetime commitment, rejecting casual or temporary views of the relationship. It demands faithfulness, forgiveness, and grace, reflecting the character of God Himself. Practical implications for today's families. Understanding marriage as a covenant founded on Genesis 2:24 challenges modern couples to embrace exclusivity, permanence, and unity as non-negotiable values. It calls for intentional leaving, prioritizing the marital relationship over previous family ties, and cleaving, devoting oneself fully to the spouse. This covenantal framework provides a strong foundation for building a family marked by love, trust, and resilience. It encourages couples to view their marriage not as a contract to be broken but as a sacred bond to be cherished and protected. This chapter explores the profound biblical truth of marriage as a covenant of unity, exclusivity, and permanence, rooted in Genesis 2:24. It sets the stage for understanding how this divine design shapes family unity and reflects God's faithful love. Chapter 3, Teaching and Guiding the Next Generation, Deuteronomy 6:6-9. The biblical mandate to teach and guide the next generation is powerfully articulated in Deuteronomy 6:6-9, a passage that underscores the vital role of parents and families in passing on faith and values. This chapter explores the meaning, method, and significance of this divine command, showing how it forms a cornerstone for unity and spiritual vitality in the family. The heart of the command, internalizing God's word. Deuteronomy 6:6 begins with a profound call, "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts." This emphasizes that the foundation of teaching children is not mere rote instruction but a deep, heartfelt internalization of God's laws by the parents themselves. 1. The faith and values parents embody shape the family's spiritual atmosphere and become the wellspring from which teaching flows. This internalization means that parents must first live out the truths they teach. Children are perceptive and learn more from example than from words alone. The authenticity of a parent's love for God and commitment to His commands is critical to effective guidance. The priority of parental discipleship. Moses addresses the leaders of Israel, but the command applies primarily to parents as the chief disciples and educators of their children. The family is the first and most influential context for spiritual formation. Parents are entrusted with the sacred responsibility to impress God's commandments on their children, ensuring that faith and obedience are passed down through generations. This teaching is not a one-time event but a lifelong process. It requires diligence, intentionality, and consistency. The goal is to cultivate a reverent fear of the Lord in children, enabling them to live wisely and faithfully in the covenant community. Teaching in everyday life, the method of diligence. Verses 7-9 describe a comprehensive, immersive approach to teaching. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. This means that spiritual instruction is woven into the fabric of daily life, not confined to formal lessons or religious rituals. Parents are to seize every ordinary moment, mealtimes, walks, bedtime, and morning routines as opportunities to discuss God's commandments and their relevance. This continual conversation fosters a natural and sustained engagement with faith. The passage also uses vivid imagery, binding the commandments as a sign on the hand and as frontlets between the eyes, and writing them on doorposts and gates. While these were later interpreted literally by Jewish tradition, they figuratively teach that God's word should govern both actions, hands, and thoughts, forehead, and that faith should visibly mark the home and life of the believer. Building a godly family, foundation and practice. A godly family begins with a firm foundation, belief in and reliance on the one true God, Yahweh, who calls His people into a personal relationship, Deuteronomy 6:4. The famous Shema, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one," teaches monotheism and exclusive devotion to God, which parents must impress upon their children as the highest priority. This foundation is crucial because the family is the primary context where children learn about God's character, commandments, and covenant love. Teaching them diligently ensures that children grow up with a worldview centered on God, equipping them to live wisely and righteously. The role of the community. While the family is central, Deuteronomy 6 also implies a broader community role in nurturing faith. The covenant people collectively share responsibility for raising children to love and obey God. This communal aspect strengthens family unity by providing support, accountability, and shared values. Practical applications for today's families. Live the faith authentically. Parents must cultivate a genuine love for God that children can see and emulate. Integrate teaching into daily life. Use everyday moments to discuss spiritual truths, making faith a natural part of family life. Create visible reminders, symbolically or practically. Use signs, scriptures, or family traditions to keep God's word present in the home. Build a firm foundation. Teach children the Shema and the importance of exclusive devotion to God as the foundation of their faith and life. Engage the community. Involve the wider faith community to support and reinforce family teaching and unity. Conclusion. Deuteronomy 6:6-9 offers a timeless blueprint for teaching and guiding the next generation. It calls parents to a heartfelt commitment to God's Word, diligent and continual instruction, and the integration of faith into every aspect of family life. By embracing this biblical mandate, families build unity grounded in shared faith, creating a legacy of love, wisdom, and obedience that endures through generations. This chapter highlights how the biblical command to teach God's word diligently forms a vital foundation for family unity and spiritual growth, emphasizing practical methods and heartfelt commitment. Chapter 4, The Power of Love to Bind the Family, Colossians 3:14. The Apostle Paul's exhortation in Colossians 3:14 and above all these put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony captures the essence of what holds families united. Love is not just an emotion but an active, binding force that creates and sustains harmony amid differences and challenges. This chapter explores the biblical meaning of love as the glue of family unity, its practical implications, and how it shapes relationships within the family. The central role of love in family unity. Paul's instruction to put on love uses the metaphor of clothing, suggesting that love is something we intentionally wear and embody daily. It is an active choice and commitment, not a passive feeling. Love is described as the perfect bond of unity because it holds together all other virtues and relationships within the family, creating harmony despite imperfections and conflicts. Love in the family context means patience, kindness, humility, and selflessness, reflecting the qualities described in 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. It is a deliberate practice that enables family members to accept one another's differences and work through disagreements without fracturing the bond that unites them. Love as the binding agent. Paul likens love to glue or a binding agent that holds disparate parts into a cohesive whole. Just as an orchestra requires different instruments playing in harmony to create beautiful music, families consist of individuals with unique personalities, opinions, and temperaments. Love enables these differences to coexist harmoniously, fostering mutual respect and cooperation. This binding power of love is essential because families inevitably face trials, misunderstandings, and conflicts. Without love, these challenges can lead to division and resentment. But when love governs relationships, it encourages forgiveness, reconciliation, and a willingness to prioritize the family's unity over individual preferences. Love and the peace of Christ. Colossians 3:15 follows the call to love with an exhortation to let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Love and peace are intertwined, love fosters peace, and peace sustains love. The peace of Christ is more than the absence of conflict, it is a deep, abiding sense of acceptance and unity that guards hearts against bitterness and strife. When love rules the family, peace naturally follows, creating an environment where members feel safe, valued, and secure. This peace empowers families to navigate difficulties with grace and patience, reflecting Christ's character in their interactions. Love rooted in the Word of Christ. Paul continues in Colossians 3:16 to urge believers to let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, emphasizing that love must be grounded in God's truth. The Bible shapes our understanding of love, teaching us how to love sacrificially and unconditionally. Engaging with Scripture together as a family strengthens love by aligning hearts with God's will and encouraging mutual teaching and admonishment. This spiritual foundation helps families grow in wisdom and grace, enabling them to love authentically and persevere through challenges. Practical expressions of love in the family. Patience and kindness. Love in action means being patient with one another's weaknesses and extending kindness even when it is difficult. Forgiveness, love covers a multitude of sins, 1 Peter 4:8, meaning families must practice forgiveness to maintain unity and heal wounds. Humility, putting others first and avoiding selfishness fosters harmony. Service, acts of love often involve serving one another's needs, reflecting Christ's servant heart. Gratitude and worship, expressing thankfulness and worship together builds bonds and reminds families of God's grace. Love as the supreme family virtue. Paul's emphasis on love as above all these virtues highlights its supreme importance. While qualities like compassion, kindness, humility, and patience are vital, love is the overarching virtue that integrates and perfects them. Without love, these traits lose their power to unify and bless the family. This priority of love challenges families to evaluate their relationships and daily interactions, asking whether love truly governs their words and actions. Impact of love on family legacy. A family bound by love leaves a lasting legacy. Children raised in an environment where love is practiced and demonstrated learn to value relationships, develop emotional security, and grow in faith. Such families become a testimony to God's grace and a source of blessing to the wider community. Conclusion. Colossians 3:14 teaches that love is the indispensable force that binds families together in perfect harmony. It is an intentional, active commitment that fosters patience, forgiveness, peace, and unity. Rooted in the Word of Christ and empowered by His peace, love enables families to thrive amid challenges and reflect God's character in their relationships. By putting on love daily, families can experience the profound unity and joy that God intends, becoming a living example of His covenantal love and grace. This chapter highlights the biblical teaching that love is the essential bond of family unity, exploring its meaning, practical outworking, and transformative power as taught in Colossians 3:14-17. Chapter 5, Living in Harmony, Rejecting Pride and Conceit, Romans 12:16. Romans 12:16 commands believers to live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. This verse offers profound guidance for cultivating unity and peace within the family and community by embracing humility and rejecting pride and arrogance. This chapter explores the biblical meaning of harmony, the dangers of pride and conceit, and practical ways families can embody these principles to foster lasting unity. Understanding harmony in the biblical context. The call to live in harmony, Greek, homothymidon, means to be like-minded or to have a spirit of unity and peace with one another. It does not require uniformity of opinions or behaviors but calls for mutual adjustment and respect that produces a pleasant and orderly relationship. Just as musicians tune their instruments to create harmonious music, family members must be willing to adjust their attitudes and actions for the sake of peace and unity. Harmony requires humility from all involved. It means valuing others above oneself, Philippians 2:3, and prioritizing relationships over personal preferences or pride. In a family, this translates into listening, understanding, and accommodating one another's needs and differences. Rejecting pride, the barrier to unity. Paul's instruction to not be proud warns against haughtiness, arrogance, or a superior attitude that alienates others and disrupts harmony. Pride breeds division because it elevates self-interest and blinds individuals to others' perspectives and needs. In families, pride can manifest as stubbornness, refusal to admit mistakes, or a desire to dominate conversations and decisions. Such attitudes fracture relationships, hinder communication, and create emotional distance. Rejecting pride means embracing humility, recognizing that no one is above others, and that every family member's voice and feelings matter. Associating with the lowly, embracing humility. Paul further commands believers to associate with people of low position, encouraging them to reject social elitism and exclusivity. In the early church, this was revolutionary because it broke down social barriers between rich and poor, slave and free. Within families, this principle calls for valuing every member regardless of age, status, or ability. Parents are to respect children's perspectives, siblings are to treat each other with kindness and equality. It also challenges families to extend hospitality and kindness beyond their immediate circle, reflecting Christ's inclusive love. Avoiding conceit, guarding against self-importance. Do not be conceited warns against self-centeredness and inflated self-importance. Conceit leads to dismissiveness of others' opinions and a refusal to learn or grow. Paul contrasts this with the humility believers must cultivate, acknowledging their limitations and valuing others' contributions. In family life, conceit can cause conflicts when individuals insist on being right or refuse to admit faults. Overcoming conceit involves practicing self-awareness, openness to correction, and prioritizing the family's well-being above personal pride. Practical ways to live in harmony in the family. Cultivate humility, regularly remind yourself that unity requires putting others first and being willing to admit mistakes. Practice active listening, seek to understand family members' feelings and viewpoints without judgment or interruption. Embrace forgiveness, let go of grudges and extend grace, recognizing that everyone is imperfect. Value every member, encourage and affirm each person's worth and contributions, regardless of age or role. Avoid comparisons and competition, celebrate each other's strengths without envy or rivalry. Serve one another, demonstrate love through acts of service, reflecting Christ's servant heart. Pray for unity, invite God's peace and humility to reign in your home. The spiritual foundation for harmony. Harmony in the family is ultimately rooted in the Spirit of Christ, who exemplifies humility and self-sacrificial love, Philippians 2:5-8. By submitting to God's Word and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, families can overcome pride and conceit, embodying the unity Paul describes. Paul's exhortation reminds believers that wisdom is not found in self-exaltation but in recognizing their need for God and others. This humility fosters an authentic community where love and peace flourish. Conclusion. Romans 12:16 offers a crucial blueprint for family unity: live in harmony by rejecting pride and conceit and embracing humility and inclusivity. Harmony is not uniformity but a gracious adjustment to one another that produces peace and mutual respect. Pride and conceit are barriers to this unity, while humility and willingness to associate with all members, especially the lowly, build strong, loving families. By applying these biblical principles, families can cultivate an environment where love binds them together, conflicts are resolved peacefully, and each member thrives in a spirit of unity and grace. This chapter draws on biblical commentary and practical insights to explain how rejecting pride and embracing humility as taught in Romans 12:16 fosters harmony and unity in the family. Chapter 6, Bearing with One Another in Love, Ephesians 4:2-3. The Apostle Paul's exhortation in Ephesians 4:2-3 stands as a vital guide for fostering unity and harmony within the family: be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. This passage highlights the attitudes and actions necessary to maintain loving relationships amid inevitable imperfections and conflicts. This chapter explores the meaning of bearing with one another in love, the qualities Paul calls believers to embody, and practical ways families can cultivate this unity. The context: unity as a spiritual calling. Paul writes to the Ephesian believers, urging them to walk worthy of the calling you have received, Ephesians 4:1, emphasizing that Christian life is lived in community and relationship. The unity Paul calls for is not superficial or based on convenience but is grounded in the Spirit's work within believers. It is a unity that reflects the character of Christ and is maintained by deliberate effort and love. This unity is both theological and practical. It is rooted in shared faith and doctrine but expressed in daily interactions marked by humility, gentleness, patience, and love. The family, as the primary community, is a natural context where these principles must be lived out. Bearing with one another, meaning and significance. The Greek word translated bearing with, anakomenoi, means to endure, tolerate, or patiently put up with one another repeatedly and continually. It conveys the idea of taking responsibility for others' weaknesses and shortcomings without giving up on them. In the family, this means accepting each other's flaws and limitations, forgiving mistakes, and showing grace. Since no family member is perfect, bearing with one another in love is essential to prevent conflicts from escalating and to foster reconciliation. The phrase "in love" qualifies the manner of bearing with one another. Love is the motivating force that makes endurance patient and kind rather than resentful or grudging. Without love, tolerance can become mere tolerance without warmth or commitment, which does not build unity. The qualities to embody: humility, gentleness, and patience. Paul lists several key attitudes that support bearing with one another in love. Humility, recognizing one's own limitations and not thinking of oneself as superior. Humility creates openness to others and willingness to forgive and serve. Gentleness, a spirit of kindness and mildness that avoids harshness or aggression. Gentleness fosters safe and respectful communication. Patience, the ability to endure difficulties and delays without frustration or anger. Patience is critical in family life, where misunderstandings and irritations are common. Together, these qualities create an environment where love can flourish and unity can be preserved. The call to diligence, making every effort. Paul urges believers to be diligent or to make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit. This is not a passive or casual endeavor but requires intentional, persistent action. Families must actively guard their relationships, seeking peace and reconciliation whenever conflicts arise. This diligence involves promptly addressing misunderstandings before they grow, practicing forgiveness and grace, encouraging one another in love and good deeds, Hebrews 10:24. Prioritizing peace over personal pride or being right. The unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. The unity Paul speaks of is the unity of the Spirit, a spiritual reality created by the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers. It transcends human effort but must be preserved by human cooperation. 1. This unity is expressed in the bond of peace, indicating that peace is the glue that holds relationships together. Peace here is not merely the absence of conflict but a positive, active state of harmony and goodwill. Families that bear with one another in love cultivate this peace, creating a home where members feel secure and valued. Practical applications for families. Practice daily humility, acknowledge your own faults and be quick to apologize. Cultivate gentleness, speak kindly, avoid harsh words, and listen attentively. Exercise patience, give family members grace when they fall short or irritate you. Bear burdens together, support each other emotionally, spiritually, and practically. Seek peace actively, address conflicts promptly and pursue reconciliation. Pray for unity, invite the Holy Spirit to work in your family's hearts and relationships. Conclusion. Ephesians 4:2-3 provides a powerful framework for family unity rooted in love, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bearing with one another in love is an ongoing responsibility that requires intentional effort and reliance on the Spirit. When families embody these qualities and diligently pursue peace, they reflect the unity of the Spirit and create a nurturing environment where love and harmony flourish. This biblical call challenges families to move beyond tolerance to active, loving endurance, building bonds that withstand trials and reflect Christ's love to the world. This chapter integrates biblical teaching and practical guidance on how bearing with one another in love, as taught in Ephesians 4:2-3, sustains family unity and peace. Chapter 7, The Threefold Cord, Strength in Togetherness, Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 offers a powerful metaphor for the strength found in unity and togetherness. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm, but how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. This passage highlights the vital importance of companionship, mutual support, and the extraordinary strength that comes from a threefold bond. This chapter explores the biblical meaning of the threefold cord, its application to family unity, and the spiritual and practical implications of togetherness. The biblical meaning of the threefold cord. The imagery of a cord of three strands illustrates how individual strands, which are weak alone, become strong and resilient when woven together. This metaphor, rooted in ancient craftsmanship, shows that unity creates strength far beyond the sum of its parts. In a spiritual context, the three strands often represent God as the central strand, the husband and wife, or family members united in faith and love. Including God in the bond is what makes the cord not quickly broken, emphasizing that divine presence and guidance are essential for enduring unity. Two are better than one, the benefits of companionship. Solomon begins by affirming the practical and emotional benefits of companionship. Productivity, two working together achieve more than one alone, sharing the rewards of their labor. Support, if one falls, the other lifts them up, preventing despair and failure. Comfort, two can keep warm together, symbolizing emotional and physical support. Protection, too can defend themselves against adversaries, providing safety and security. These benefits extend naturally to family life, where members support, encourage, and protect one another through life's challenges. The threefold cord in family unity. In the context of family, the threefold cord represents the intertwined lives of family members with God at the center. This triad creates a bond that is resilient and enduring. God's presence, when God is woven into the family relationship through shared faith, prayer, and obedience to His word, the family gains spiritual strength and guidance. Mutual support, family members bear each other's burdens, lift each other up in times of weakness, and provide comfort and encouragement. Shared purpose, a family united in love and faith works together toward common goals, fostering harmony and resilience. This unity is not just emotional or social but deeply spiritual, reflecting God's design for strong, loving families. Practical applications, building a threefold cord in your family. Center your family on God, make God the foundation of your family life through regular worship, prayer, and study of Scripture together. Cultivate mutual support, encourage open communication, empathy, and willingness to help one another in practical and emotional ways. Work together toward common goals, foster teamwork in daily responsibilities, decision-making, and spiritual growth. Celebrate togetherness, create family traditions and rituals that reinforce your bond and shared identity. Seek help when needed. Recognize that no family is perfect and be willing to seek counsel or support from your faith community. The strength of togetherness against life's challenges. Ecclesiastes acknowledges that life can be difficult and that individuals are vulnerable alone. The threefold cord symbolizes the power of unity to withstand external pressures and internal struggles. Families united with God's presence are better equipped to face adversity, resist temptation, and persevere through trials. This strength is both practical sharing burdens and responsibilities and spiritual relying on God's grace and wisdom. Togetherness fosters resilience, hope, and joy even in difficult circumstances. The legacy of a threefold cord. Families that embody the threefold cord leave a lasting legacy of faith, love, and unity. Children raised in such homes learn the value of relationships, the importance of God's presence, and the power of mutual support. This legacy extends beyond the immediate family, impacting communities and future generations. Conclusion. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 beautifully illustrates the power of unity through the metaphor of a threefold cord. When family members intertwine their lives with God at the center, they create a bond that is strong, resilient, and enduring. This unity brings practical benefits, support, comfort, protection, as well as spiritual strength. By intentionally cultivating this threefold cord in your family, you build a foundation that can withstand life's challenges and reflect God's love and faithfulness to the world. This chapter draws on biblical teaching and practical insights to explain how the threefold cord metaphor in Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 applies to family unity, emphasizing the strength found in togetherness with God at the center. Chapter 8, Honoring Parents as a Cornerstone of Unity, Exodus 20:12. The commandment in Exodus 20:12, honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you, is foundational not only for individual obedience but also for family unity and societal well-being. This chapter explores the biblical meaning of honoring parents, its role as a cornerstone for family harmony, and practical ways to live out this command in both ideal and challenging circumstances. The biblical command to honor parents. Honoring parents is the fifth of the Ten Commandments, marking a transition from loving God, Commandments 1-4, to loving neighbor, Commandments 5-10. It highlights the family as the primary social unit and the bedrock of Israel's societal structure. God's emphasis on this command underscores how crucial healthy family relationships are to the flourishing of individuals and communities. To honor, Hebrew kavod, means to prize highly, respect, esteem, and show care for parents. It involves more than obedience, It encompasses a deep attitude of reverence and gratitude for the role parents play in nurturing, protecting, and guiding their children. This respect is due to both father and mother equally, recognizing their joint responsibility in family life. The promise attached, blessing and longevity. The commandment uniquely includes a promise, honoring parents leads to a long and prosperous life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. This promise links family harmony with societal blessing. When families are marked by love, respect, and mutual support, the entire community benefits, reflecting God's design for order and flourishing. Honoring parents in practice. Honoring parents involves several practical expressions. Respect and esteem, speaking respectfully, valuing their wisdom, and recognizing their authority as God ordained. Obedience, especially in youth, following parents' guidance and rules which are meant for protection and growth. Care and support, as parents age, honoring includes caring for their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs, reflecting ongoing gratitude and responsibility. Forgiveness and grace, recognizing that parents are imperfect, children are called to release judgment and extend mercy, trusting God's justice and compassion. Honoring parents amid difficulties. Many face challenges in honoring parents due to broken homes, abuse, or loss. The Bible acknowledges these realities, as seen in the complex family stories of Abraham, Jacob, and David, yet it does not discard the ideal of honoring parents. 1. In difficult situations, honoring parents may take the form of respecting their role, even if relationships are strained, recognizing their God-given position. Seeking spiritual parents, honoring mentors or spiritual leaders who provide godly guidance. Praying for healing, inviting God's grace to restore broken relationships and bring peace. Setting healthy boundaries, loving with wisdom and protecting oneself when necessary, while maintaining an attitude of respect. The broader implications for family unity. Honoring parents fosters an environment where love, respect, and support flourish. It models the biblical principle of submission to authority, which extends beyond the family to church and society. When children honor parents, they contribute to a family culture of unity and peace, which in turn strengthens the larger community. This commandment also teaches humility and gratitude, virtues essential for harmonious relationships. It reminds families that unity is built on mutual respect and care across generations. Honoring parents as a lifelong commitment. Honoring parents is not limited to childhood but extends throughout life. Adult children continue to honor and care for aging parents, reflecting ongoing respect and gratitude. This lifelong commitment strengthens family bonds and honors God's design for intergenerational relationships. Conclusion. Exodus 20:12 establishes honoring parents as a cornerstone of family unity and societal blessing. It calls for respect, obedience, care, and grace, recognizing the vital role parents play in nurturing and guiding the next generation. Even amid difficulties, honoring parents remains a biblical ideal that fosters love, peace, and flourishing in the family and community. By embracing this commandment, families build a foundation of unity that reflects God's love and sustains generations. This chapter draws on biblical teaching and contemporary reflections to explain how honoring parents, as commanded in Exodus 20:12, is essential for family unity and societal well-being. Chapter 9, Like-mindedness and Compassion in the Family, 1 Peter 3:8. The Apostle Peter's exhortation in 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble provides a profound framework for cultivating unity and harmony within the family. This verse highlights key attitudes and virtues that bind family members together, fostering an environment of mutual respect, understanding, and love. This chapter explores the biblical meaning of like-mindedness and compassion, their role in family unity, and practical ways to embody these qualities in daily family life. Like-mindedness, unity in purpose and spirit. Being like-minded means sharing a common mindset, values, and goals. In the family context, This does not imply uniformity in every opinion or preference, but rather a shared commitment to core principles, especially love, faith, and mutual respect, that guide relationships. Like-mindedness fosters unity by aligning family members around shared purposes such as nurturing faith, supporting one another, and building a peaceful home. It encourages cooperation rather than conflict and helps family members work together toward common goals. This unity of mind and spirit is essential because families naturally consist of individuals with different personalities and perspectives. Like-mindedness provides a foundation for harmony amid diversity. Sympathy and compassion, empathy in action. Peter calls families to be sympathetic and compassionate, qualities that involve heartfelt empathy and kindness toward one another. Sympathy means sharing in the feelings and experiences of others, especially during times of hardship or struggle. Compassion goes further by motivating acts of kindness and support. These virtues create emotional safety within the family, where members feel understood and cared for. Compassion softens hearts, reduces conflicts, and builds trust. It also reflects Christ's love, which is tender and sacrificial. Love and humility, the heart of family relationships. Love is the overarching virtue that binds family members, as Paul emphasizes in Colossians 3:14. Peter's call to love one another echoes this, reminding families that love must be active, intentional, and unconditional. Humility complements love by fostering a spirit of selflessness and respect. Humble family members do not insist on their own way or elevate themselves above others. Instead, they prioritize the well-being of the family and seek to serve one another. Together, love and humility create a dynamic where forgiveness, patience, and grace flourish, enabling families to overcome conflicts and grow stronger. The role of forgiveness and patience. Like-mindedness and compassion require forgiveness and patience, as no family is without flaws or conflicts. Ephesians 4:2-3 and Colossians 3:13-14 teach that bearing with one another and forgiving grievances are essential for unity. Forgiveness heals wounds and prevents bitterness, while patience allows family members to endure imperfections with grace. These qualities sustain relationships through difficult seasons. Practical ways to cultivate like-mindedness and compassion. Foster open communication, encourage honest and respectful dialogue to understand each other's perspectives. Build shared values, regularly discuss and reinforce family goals, faith, and principles. Practice empathy, listen attentively and validate feelings without judgment. Show kindness, perform acts of service and encouragement regularly. Model humility, admit mistakes and seek reconciliation promptly. Pray together, invite God's Spirit to cultivate unity and compassion in the family. Resolve conflicts biblically, address disagreements with grace, seeking restoration over victory. The impact of like-mindedness and compassion on family unity. Families that embody these virtues experience deeper trust, stronger bonds, and a peaceful atmosphere. Children grow up feeling secure and valued, and relationships become a source of joy rather than stress. Moreover, such families reflect God's love to the world, serving as a testimony of His grace and unity. They become communities where faith is nurtured and lived out authentically. Conclusion. 1 Peter 3:8 calls families to cultivate like-mindedness, sympathy, love, compassion, and humility, virtues that are essential for unity and harmony. These qualities enable family members to support one another, overcome conflicts, and grow together in faith and love. By intentionally embracing these biblical attitudes, families create homes marked by peace, understanding, and enduring bonds, fulfilling God's design for unity and reflecting Christ's love in tangible ways. This chapter integrates biblical teaching and practical insights from Scripture and family ministry resources to show how like-mindedness and compassion, as taught in 1 Peter 3:8, strengthen family unity and relationships. Chapter 10, Serving One Another, Roles in Family Unity, Ephesians 5:21. Ephesians 5:21 instructs believers to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, establishing a foundational principle for relationships within the family and the church. This mutual submission, characterized by selfless service, humility, and love, is essential for fostering unity and harmony in the family. This chapter explores the biblical meaning of serving one another, the roles within the family shaped by this principle, and practical ways to embody mutual service as a path to unity. The meaning of mutual submission and service. The Greek word translated submit, hypotas, means to arrange oneself under another, implying a voluntary yielding or placing oneself in a position of service for the benefit of others. Paul's call to submit to one another is radical because it reverses worldly values that prioritize self-interest and dominance. Instead, it calls believers to put others' needs above their own out of reverence for Christ, Ephesians 5:21. This submission is not about inferiority or loss of dignity but about adopting a servant's heart, following Christ's example who made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, Philippians 2:7. Serving one another in the family means willingly sacrificing personal preferences to nurture, support, and honor each other. Serving one another as a path to unity. Mutual submission fosters unity by breaking down barriers of pride, selfishness, and competition. When family members serve one another, they create an environment of respect, love, and cooperation. This service is both practical helping with daily tasks, supporting emotional needs and spiritual encouraging faith, praying together, and forgiving one another. Paul's teaching in Ephesians 5:21 sets the tone for the subsequent instructions about specific family roles, wives and husbands, children and parents, all grounded in mutual submission and love. Serving one another is the overarching principle that ensures these roles function harmoniously rather than hierarchically. Roles in the family shaped by mutual submission. Wives and husbands, wives are called to submit to their husbands as the church submits to Christ, symbolizing respect and support. Husbands are called to love their wives sacrificially, as Christ loved the church, serving their wives' spiritual and emotional well-being, Ephesians 5:22-33. Both roles require humility and selflessness, with mutual service as the foundation. Children and parents, children are instructed to obey and honor their parents, which fosters respect and order. Parents, especially fathers, are called to nurture and discipline children without provoking them to anger, serving their growth and well-being, Ephesians 6:1-4. Mutual submission here means parents serve as loving guides, and children respond with respect. Broader family and community, the principle extends beyond the nuclear family to all relationships within the church and society, encouraging believers to serve one another regardless of status or role, Ephesians 6:5-9. Practical expressions of serving one another in the family. Putting others first, prioritize family members' needs and preferences over personal desires. Listening and empathy, serve by understanding and validating each other's feelings and experiences. Acts of service, share household responsibilities, care for one another in sickness, and support each other's goals. Forgiveness and grace, serve by extending mercy and patience, recognizing human imperfection. Encouragement and prayer, build spiritual unity by praying for and encouraging one another daily. Sacrificial love, follow Christ's example by making sacrifices for the good of the family without expecting reciprocation. The spiritual motivation, reverence for Christ. Paul emphasizes that submission and service are motivated by reverence for Christ, Ephesians 5:21. This means that serving one another is ultimately an act of worship and obedience to God. When families serve each other out of love for Christ, their unity reflects His love and glorifies God. This motivation transforms service from a burdensome duty into a joyful privilege, empowering family members to persevere through challenges and conflicts. Overcoming challenges to serving one another. Serving one another can be difficult due to pride, selfishness, or misunderstandings. Families must cultivate humility and open communication to overcome these barriers. Recognizing that all members are imperfect and in need of grace helps foster patience and forgiveness. Intentional efforts such as family meetings, shared devotions, and conflict resolution strategies can support a culture of mutual service and respect. Conclusion. Ephesians 5:21 calls families to a radical model of mutual submission and service grounded in reverence for Christ. Serving one another in love and humility is the key to building unity, harmony, and lasting relationships within the family. By embracing their God-given roles with a servant's heart, family members reflect Christ's love and create a home marked by peace, joy, and spiritual growth. This biblical principle challenges families to move beyond self-centeredness to a lifestyle of self-giving love, ensuring that each member's needs are met and the family thrives as a unified body. 1. Forgiveness and reconciliation, keys to lasting peace, Colossians 3:13-14. Chapter 11, Forgiveness and reconciliation, keys to lasting peace, Colossians 3:13-14. Colossians 3:13-14 exhorts believers to bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. This passage highlights forgiveness and reconciliation as foundational to sustaining peace and unity in the family. This chapter explores the biblical meaning of forgiveness and reconciliation, their transformative power in family relationships, and practical steps to cultivate these virtues for lasting harmony. The biblical foundation of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a central theme in Scripture, deeply rooted in God's redemptive love. The Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:12, teaches us to ask God to forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors, emphasizing the reciprocal nature of forgiveness. Forgiveness is not merely releasing resentment but reflecting God's grace by choosing to let go of bitterness and the desire for revenge. In the family context, forgiveness acknowledges the pain caused by offenses but chooses to move forward without harboring anger or grudges. It is a deliberate act of the will, empowered by God's grace, that restores relationships and emotional health, International Youth Coalition. Forgiveness as a moral and spiritual duty. Forgiveness is both a divine command and a moral responsibility for Christians. Ephesians 4:32 urges believers to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Forgiving family members is a tangible expression of living out one's faith, mirroring Christ's unconditional love and mercy. Forgiveness is not about forgetting the wrong or excusing harmful behavior but about refusing to let offenses control one's heart. It frees individuals from the destructive power of bitterness and anger, promoting emotional healing and peace, desiring God. The transformative power of forgiveness in families. Forgiveness profoundly impacts the emotional and relational health of families. It reduces stress, anxiety, and depression, fostering greater life satisfaction and emotional freedom, International Youth Coalition 1. Families that practice forgiveness create an atmosphere of understanding and compassion, enabling members to rebuild trust and work toward healthy relationships. Forgiveness also prevents the buildup of resentment, which can lead to bitterness and division, Hebrews 12:15. It is a continual journey requiring humility, commitment, and reliance on God's grace, modeled supremely by Jesus who forgave even his persecutors. Reconciliation, beyond forgiveness. While forgiveness involves releasing resentment, reconciliation goes further by restoring trust and rebuilding the relationship. Reconciliation requires ongoing efforts from both parties to understand each other's perspectives, communicate effectively, and work toward shared goals for the future, International Youth Coalition. Reconciliation fosters lasting peace by healing relational wounds and renewing bonds. It is essential for families to move from mere coexistence to genuine unity and love. Practical steps to forgiveness and reconciliation in families. 1. Acknowledge the hurt. Recognize and validate the pain caused by offenses without minimizing or denying it. 2. Choose to forgive, make a conscious decision to release bitterness and resentment, trusting God to heal the heart. 3. Seek God's help, pray for the grace to forgive and for healing in relationships. 4. Communicate openly, engage in honest and respectful dialogue to express feelings and seek understanding. 5. Pursue reconciliation, work together to rebuild trust through consistent actions, empathy, and forgiveness. 6. Practice humility, be willing to admit faults and seek forgiveness when wrong. 7. Maintain forgiveness, recognize forgiveness as an ongoing process, not a one-time event, the disciple-making parent, Cornerstone Christian Counseling. The role of religion and faith in forgiveness. Religious faith significantly facilitates forgiveness in families. Studies show that children often emulate their parents' patterns of forgiveness, and religious involvement encourages a forgiving spirit. Rituals such as family prayer, scripture study, and confession nurture a culture of forgiveness and reconciliation. Faith communities provide support and accountability, helping families navigate conflicts and maintain unity through God's grace. The benefits of forgiveness and reconciliation. Emotional healing, relieves burdens of anger and bitterness, promoting mental and emotional health. Stronger relationships, restores trust and deepens bonds among family members. Spiritual growth, reflects Christ's love and obedience to God's commands. Peace and unity, creates a harmonious home environment where love thrives. Conclusion. Colossians 3:13-14 calls families to embody forgiveness and reconciliation as essential keys to lasting peace and unity. Forgiveness reflects God's redemptive love and frees individuals from the destructive power of resentment. Reconciliation restores relationships, rebuilding trust, and fostering harmony. By embracing these biblical virtues and practicing them intentionally, families can overcome conflicts, heal wounds, and create a legacy of love and unity that honors God and blesses generations. Chapter 12, The Family as One Body in Christ, Ephesians 5:23-32. Ephesians 5:23-32 presents a profound biblical metaphor that compares the family, especially the marriage relationship, to the unity between Christ and the church. This passage reveals the spiritual foundation of family unity, emphasizing mutual love, respect, and oneness as essential to reflecting God's design. This chapter explores the meaning of the one body metaphor, the roles within the family as modeled on Christ's relationship with the church, and practical implications for fostering unity grounded in faith. The head body metaphor, unity and mutuality. Paul writes, "For the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior," Ephesians 5:23. This metaphor has been widely discussed, with many scholars emphasizing that it does not imply authoritarian domination but rather a loving, sacrificial leadership modeled on Christ's relationship with the church. The head, kephal, metaphor in this passage reflects authority understood as loving leadership and responsibility rather than superiority or control. Paul's use of the body metaphor shifts from a partitive sense distinguishing head and body to a unitive sense, emphasizing the inseparable unity of husband and wife as one flesh. This unity reflects ontological equality and interdependence, not hierarchy. The mystery of one flesh. Paul cites Genesis 2:24, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh," Ephesians 5:31. This one-flesh union symbolizes the profound oneness that marriage creates, not only physical but emotional, spiritual, and relational unity. Paul calls this union a profound mystery that also refers to Christ and the church, verse 32. The marriage relationship is a living illustration of the intimate, covenantal relationship between Christ and his people. This mystery underscores that family unity is sacred and divinely ordained, meant to reflect God's love and faithfulness. Roles within the family, love and respect. Paul balances roles with mutual submission, Ephesians 5:21, and reciprocal love and respect. Husbands, called to love their wives as Christ loved the church, verse 25, which means sacrificially, selflessly, and nurturing their well-being. This love is active and protective, aiming to build up and cherish the wife as one's own body, verses 28-29. Wives, called to respect and support their husbands, mirroring the church's submission to Christ, verse 33. This respect is not about inferiority but about honoring the husband's role as a loving leader under Christ's authority. This mutuality reflects interdependence rather than dominance, emphasizing unity and harmony. Spiritual foundation and practical implications. The family as one body in Christ is grounded in shared faith and submission to Christ's lordship. The unity of the family mirrors the unity of the church with Christ, characterized by love, sacrifice, and mutual care. Christ's example of humble leadership, Mark 10:45, calls husbands to serve rather than rule, and wives to partner in love and respect, creating a balanced and loving family. Practical applications include embracing mutual submission out of reverence for Christ, Ephesians 5:21. Husbands loving sacrificially and nurturing their wives. Wives showing respect and supportive partnership. Cultivating shared spiritual life through prayer, worship, and study. Practicing humility, forgiveness, and open communication. Reflecting Christ and the Church. The family's unity as one body in Christ serves as a visible testimony of God's love to the world. Just as the Church reflects Christ's grace and holiness, a united family reflects God's design for relationships. This metaphor calls families to live out their faith authentically, demonstrating the power of Christ's love in tangible ways. Conclusion. Ephesians 5:23-32 reveals the family as one body in Christ, united by love, respect, and mutual submission. The husband-wife relationship models Christ's sacrificial love for the church, emphasizing unity without domination. This divine design calls families to cultivate oneness spiritually, emotionally, and relationally. By embracing their roles with humility and love, families can reflect the profound mystery of Christ and the Church, creating homes marked by peace, joy, and enduring unity. Chapter 13, Choosing to Serve the Lord as a Family, Joshua 24:15. Joshua 24:15 is one of the most powerful and enduring declarations of faith in the Bible. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This statement, made by Joshua at the end of his leadership, challenges families to make a conscious, collective decision to commit their lives to God. This chapter explores the context, meaning, and practical application of choosing to serve the Lord as a family, highlighting its importance for spiritual unity and legacy. The historical context of Joshua 24:15. Joshua spoke these words near the end of his life, after leading the Israelites into the Promised Land. The people had experienced God's faithfulness through miracles, victories, and provision, yet they struggled with idolatry and wavering loyalty, Joshua 24:14-15. At Shechem, a place rich in Israel's history and covenant renewal, Joshua called the nation to renew their commitment to the one true God. He presented a clear choice: serve the gods of their ancestors or the gods of the surrounding nations, or serve the Lord who had delivered them, Joshua 24:14. Joshua's declaration, "But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord," was both a personal and familial commitment to faithfulness, setting a standard for the nation. The meaning of choosing to serve the Lord. Choosing to serve the Lord is a deliberate, ongoing decision that involves rejecting idolatry and false gods, turning away from anything that competes with God's rightful place in the heart and home. Wholehearted devotion, serving God with all faithfulness and sincerity, Joshua 24:14. Personal responsibility, each individual and family must make their own choice to follow God, independent of others' decisions, Joshua 24:15. Lifelong commitment, serving God is not a one-time event but a continual lifestyle of obedience and worship. Joshua's words emphasize that faith is not inherited automatically but must be embraced personally and passed on intentionally within the family. Serving the Lord as a family, spiritual leadership at home. Joshua's statement highlights the role of spiritual leadership within the household. The head of the family is called to lead by example, teaching, and guiding family members in faith and obedience to God, Joshua 24:15. This leadership includes teaching God's word, regularly instructing children and family members in scripture and godly principles. Modeling faithfulness, demonstrating trust, prayer, worship, and obedience in daily life. Creating a God-centered home, establishing family worship, prayer times, and discussions about faith. Encouraging commitment, inspiring each family member to choose to serve God personally. This leadership fosters spiritual unity and creates a legacy of faith that can influence generations. The urgency and challenge of the choice. Joshua's call was urgent: choose this day whom you will serve, Joshua 24:15. The decision to serve God involves confronting competing loyalties and cultural pressures. For the Israelites, it meant rejecting the gods of their ancestors and the surrounding nations. For modern families, it means resisting secularism, materialism, and distractions that pull hearts away from God. The choice is not neutral, it has eternal consequences, Deuteronomy 30:19, Joshua 24:15. Families must actively decide to put God first, recognizing that serving Him brings blessing, purpose, and peace. Practical steps for families to choose and serve the Lord together. Make a public commitment. Like Joshua, families can declare their intention to serve God together, reinforcing accountability and unity. Prioritize spiritual disciplines, establish regular family prayer, Bible reading, and worship. Reject competing idols, identify and remove anything that threatens God's place in the home, whether habits, media, or attitudes. Teach and model faith. Parents lead by example and actively teach children about God's character and commands. Engage in community, participate in church and fellowship to strengthen faith and receive support. Encourage personal decisions, support each family member in making their own commitment to serve the Lord. Renew the commitment regularly, revisit and reaffirm the family's choice to serve God, especially during challenges or transitions. The blessing of serving the Lord as a family. Families that choose to serve the Lord together experience spiritual unity, peace, and resilience. This commitment shapes family culture, influences character development, and provides a firm foundation for facing life's challenges. Moreover, it creates a lasting legacy of faith that can impact future generations. Joshua's declaration continues to inspire believers today to lead their households in wholehearted service to God, trusting in His faithfulness and grace. Conclusion. Joshua 24:15 is a timeless call to decision and devotion. Choosing to serve the Lord as a family is a conscious, collective commitment that shapes the spiritual health and unity of the home. It requires rejecting competing loyalties, embracing faithfulness, and leading by example. As Joshua declared, "But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Families today are challenged to make this same commitment, choosing God daily, serving Him with all their hearts, and passing on a legacy of faith to generations to come. Chapter 14, The Role of Prayer in Family Unity. Prayer is a vital spiritual practice that fosters healing, protection, and unity within the family. It invites God's presence into the home, strengthens relationships, and builds a foundation of faith that binds family members together. This chapter explores how prayer cultivates family unity, its biblical basis, practical ways to pray as a family, and the transformative power it brings to family life. Prayer as a foundation for family unity. Prayer is more than a ritual, it is an act of faith that connects family members with God and with each other. When families pray together, they create a sacred space where love, forgiveness, and peace can flourish, meetings. Prayer invites God's healing and protection over relationships, helping families overcome conflicts and hardships by relying on divine strength. The Bible encourages believers to put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity, Colossians 3:14-15, and prayer is a powerful means to cultivate that love and unity. It aligns hearts and minds with God's will, fostering a spirit of harmony and mutual support, divine disclosures. Biblical principles supporting family prayer. Several key scriptures emphasize the importance of unity and prayer in the family. Colossians 3:14-15 highlights love as the bond of perfect unity and calls for the peace of Christ to rule in hearts. Romans 12:16 urges living in harmony, rejecting pride, and embracing humility attitudes nurtured through prayer. 1 Peter 3:8 calls for like-mindedness, compassion, and humility, qualities deepened by communal prayer. Matthew 18:20 promises Christ's presence where two or three gather in my name, affirming the power of family prayer. These verses collectively show that prayer is both a spiritual discipline and a relational tool that strengthens family bonds. How prayer strengthens family relationships. 1. Building spiritual foundation. Regular family prayer models faith for children and establishes a shared spiritual identity, Proverbs 22:6. When parents lead in prayer, children learn to turn to God in all circumstances. 2. Fostering open communication, praying together encourages family members to share their hopes, fears, and gratitude, enhancing trust and emotional intimacy, K-Love. 3. Encouraging forgiveness and peace, prayer invites God's peace to rule in hearts, helping families resolve conflicts with grace and patience, Colossians 3:15. 4. Providing comfort and guidance, in times of difficulty, prayer offers a way to seek God's wisdom and strength, fostering resilience, Psalm 34:17. 5. Creating a culture of gratitude, prayer cultivates thankfulness, which promotes positive attitudes and unity, come unto Christ. Practical ways to pray as a family. Establish routine prayer times, choose consistent moments such as before meals, bedtime, or morning to pray together, creating a rhythm that reinforces unity, come unto Christ. Encourage participation, allow all family members, including children, to contribute prayers, fostering ownership and engagement. Pray for each other and others, include requests for family needs, community, leaders, and those in distress, expanding the family's love outward, come unto Christ. Use scripture in prayer. Incorporate Bible verses that emphasize unity, love, and peace to deepen spiritual connection, K-Love. Keep prayers simple and heartfelt. Prayer does not require eloquence. Sincere, honest communication with God is most important, come unto Christ. Pray continuously, encourage individual and collective prayer throughout the day, nurturing ongoing dependence on God, come unto Christ. The transformative power of prayer in families. Prayer transforms families by inviting God's presence and power into everyday life. It softens hearts, heals divisions, and empowers family members to act in love and humility. Families that pray together often experience greater emotional closeness and understanding, increased resilience in facing challenges, a shared sense of purpose and spiritual identity, a peaceful and loving home atmosphere. Prayer also creates a spiritual legacy, blessing children and future generations with a foundation of faith and unity, come unto Christ. Overcoming challenges to family prayer. Some families struggle to pray together due to busyness, distractions, or differing beliefs. Overcoming these challenges involves starting small with brief, informal prayers, being patient and consistent to build the habit, focusing on the relational benefits rather than perfection, inviting God's help to cultivate a praying spirit, ch meetings. Conclusion. Prayer is a cornerstone of family unity. It invites God's healing, protection, and peace into the home, fostering love, forgiveness, and mutual support. Grounded in scripture and empowered by faith, family prayer strengthens relationships, builds spiritual foundations, and creates an enduring legacy of unity. By committing to pray together regularly and sincerely, families open their hearts to God's transformative power, experiencing the profound peace and harmony that only He can provide. Chapter 15, Overcoming Conflict Through Christ's Peace, Colossians 3:15. Conflict is inevitable in family life, but how families handle conflict determines whether relationships grow stronger or become fractured. Colossians 3:15 instructs believers to let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, offering a divine solution to resolving conflicts and maintaining unity. This chapter explores the biblical principles of overcoming conflict through Christ's peace, practical steps families can take, and the transformative power of God's peace in relationships. Understanding Christ's peace in conflict. The peace of Christ mentioned in Colossians 3:15 is not merely the absence of conflict or a fleeting feeling of calm. It is a profound, spiritual peace that originates from Christ's reconciliation of humanity to God, Colossians 1:20. This peace rules or governs believers' hearts, meaning it should guide their attitudes, decisions, and interactions. When Christ's peace rules in the heart, it tempers emotions, softens responses, and fosters a spirit of forgiveness and patience. It empowers family members to approach conflicts not with defensiveness or anger but with humility and a desire for reconciliation, Vereen M.N. Biblical attitudes for handling conflict. Paul's broader teaching in Colossians 3:12-14 provides a checklist of attitudes that support peace and unity during conflict. Compassion, sharing in the suffering of others and seeking to understand their perspective. Kindness, using gentle, constructive words rather than harsh or hurtful language. Humility, considering others as more important than oneself and avoiding the need to win arguments, Philippians 2:3-4. Meekness, gentleness exercising self-control and strength under control, responding softly rather than aggressively. Patience, taking time to work through issues rather than seeking quick, superficial fixes. Love, committing to the good of the other person above personal pride or victory. These virtues create an environment where Christ's peace can flourish and conflicts can be resolved constructively, Westhills.org. Practical steps to overcome conflict through Christ's peace. 1. Self-examination and prayer. Begin by examining your own heart, confessing sin, and asking God for guidance and peace, 2 Corinthians 13:5. Prayer invites the Holy Spirit to transform attitudes and soften hearts. 2. Seek to understand, listen actively and empathetically to the other person's concerns, showing compassion and withholding judgment, Westhills.org. 3. Speak the truth in love, address issues honestly but graciously, avoiding anger, slander, or harsh words, Colossians 3:8, Ephesians 4:15. 4. Forgive and bear with one another, extend forgiveness as Christ forgave, bearing with each other's weaknesses and mistakes, Colossians 3:13. 5. Pursue reconciliation, follow biblical steps for conflict resolution, including private conversations, involving witnesses if necessary, and seeking communal support, Matthew 18:15-17-house.com. 6. Set boundaries if needed, in cases of ongoing harm, establish loving but firm boundaries while maintaining a spirit of grace, biblicalcounseling.com. 7. Practice patience and perseverance, recognize that some conflicts take time to resolve fully, maintain peace and love throughout the process, Westhills.org. The role of communication in conflict resolution. Effective communication is essential to overcoming conflict. Families should take turns speaking and listening without interruption. Use I statements to express feelings without blaming. Avoid escalating language or tone. Agree on times and places for difficult conversations. Pray together for wisdom and self-control during discussions, Cornerstone Church of Christ. The transformative power of Christ's peace. Allowing Christ's peace to rule leads to healthy resolution of conflicts. Conflicts become opportunities for growth and deeper understanding rather than division. Lasting joy in relationships. Peace fosters joy and strengthens bonds beyond temporary fixes. Spiritual growth. Handling conflict in Christ-like ways reflects maturity and honors God, Colossians 3:15. Restored unity, families experience restored harmony as peace replaces strife. Conclusion. Colossians 3:15 offers families a divine pathway to overcome conflict through the peace of Christ. By cultivating Christ-like attitudes, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and love and applying practical conflict resolution steps, families can navigate disagreements with grace and unity. Letting Christ's peace rule in the heart transforms conflicts from sources of division into opportunities for reconciliation and growth, creating homes marked by lasting peace, joy, and love. Chapter 16, Humility and Patience, Foundations for Unity, Ephesians 4:2. Ephesians 4:2 exhorts believers to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. These qualities, humility, gentleness, and patience, are essential foundations for unity in the family. This chapter explores the biblical meaning of humility and patience, their role in fostering harmonious relationships, and practical ways families can cultivate these virtues to build lasting unity. Biblical meaning of humility and patience. Humility is the attitude of lowliness and selflessness, recognizing one's limitations and valuing others above oneself. It involves surrendering pride and self-centeredness, which are major barriers to unity. Humility enables family members to listen, forgive, and serve one another without insisting on their own way, Philippians 2:3-4. Patience is the capacity to endure difficulties, delays, or provocations without frustration or anger. It is a form of long-suffering love that bears with one another, accepting imperfections and weaknesses with grace, Colossians 3:13. Patience allows families to navigate conflicts and challenges without breaking relationships. Together, humility and patience create an environment where love can thrive and unity can be maintained despite inevitable differences and struggles, Divine Disclosures 1, Marriage.com 2. The role of humility and patience in family unity. Families are made up of individuals with unique personalities, needs, and flaws. Without humility, pride leads to conflict, competition, and division. Without patience, irritations and misunderstandings escalate into bitterness and resentment. Ephesians 4:2-3 links humility and patience directly to bearing with one another in love and making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Humility helps family members to admit mistakes and seek forgiveness. Value others' opinions and feelings. Serve rather than dominate. Patience helps family members to endure annoyances and delays without anger. Forgive repeated offenses. Persevere through difficult seasons without giving up. Together, these virtues foster forgiveness, understanding, and cooperation, which are essential for a peaceful and unified family. Practical ways to cultivate humility and patience in the family. Model humility. Parents and elders lead by example, admitting faults and showing vulnerability to encourage openness. Practice active listening. Give full attention to others' viewpoints without interrupting or dismissing. Encourage forgiveness. Teach children and family members to forgive quickly and sincerely, reflecting God's grace, Ephesians 4:32. Use gentle speech. Avoid harsh words that provoke anger. Instead, speak with kindness and encouragement, Proverbs 15:1, Ephesians 4:29. Develop patience through prayer. Pray for God's help to be patient and humble, especially in challenging situations. Create a culture of service. Promote serving one another's needs selflessly, which nurtures humility. Set realistic expectations. Accept that no family member is perfect and that growth takes time. The spiritual foundation of humility and patience. Humility and patience are fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22-23, and require reliance on God's grace. They reflect Christ's character, who humbled himself and was patient with humanity's failings, Philippians 2:5-8. Families grounded in Christ's love and empowered by the Holy Spirit are equipped to embody these virtues, maintaining unity through God's strength. The blessing of unity through humility and patience. Families that cultivate humility and patience experience deeper emotional bonds, trust and openness flourish in a humble and patient environment. Reduced conflicts, anger and pride give way to understanding and reconciliation. Spiritual growth, reflecting Christ's character, strengthens faith and witness. Peaceful homes, the bond of peace, Ephesians 4:3, creates a safe and loving atmosphere. Conclusion. Ephesians 4:2 highlights humility and patience as foundational virtues for family unity. These qualities enable family members to bear with one another in love, fostering forgiveness, understanding, and peace. By intentionally cultivating humility and patience, families build strong, resilient relationships that reflect Christ's love and maintain the unity of the Spirit. Chapter 17, Building a Culture of Respect and Gratitude. A culture of respect and gratitude is fundamental to fostering unity, love, and lasting relationships within the family. Rooted deeply in biblical principles, these virtues create an environment where each member feels valued, honored, and encouraged to grow spiritually and emotionally. This chapter explores scriptural foundations for respect and gratitude, their impact on family dynamics, and practical ways to cultivate these qualities daily. Biblical foundations of respect and gratitude. The Bible consistently highlights respect and gratitude as essential to healthy family life. Respect for parents and elders. Exodus 20:12 commands, "Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Honoring parents is foundational for family unity and societal blessing, fostering loyalty and harmony across generations. Mutual respect among family members. Ephesians 6:1-4 instructs children to obey and honor their parents, while urging fathers not to provoke their children but to nurture them in the Lord's discipline. This mutual respect nurtures a loving and supportive home environment. Gratitude as a spiritual practice. Colossians 3:16 encourages believers to let the message of Christ dwell richly, teaching and admonishing one another with gratitude in their hearts. Gratitude fosters respectful and considerate relationships within the family. Love as the binding virtue. Colossians 3:14 states, "And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." Love expressed through respect and gratitude creates harmony and strengthens family bonds. Fruit of the Spirit in family life. Galatians 5:22-23 lists love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control as fruits of the Spirit qualities that should characterize family relationships and reflect gratitude for God's gifts. Mutual devotion and honor. Romans 12:10 calls believers to be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves, emphasizing prioritizing each other's needs and well-being. Gratitude for God's gifts. James 1:17 reminds us that every good and perfect gift is from above, including the gift of family. Recognizing family as a divine blessing fosters grateful hearts. The impact of respect and gratitude on family unity. Cultivating respect and gratitude within the family leads to compassion and empathy. Feeling respected and appreciated encourages kindness and understanding among family members. Trust and mutual support. Respectful interactions create safety and openness, enabling family members to share burdens and grow together. Galatians 6:2. Peaceful conflict resolution. Families grounded in respect and gratitude can address disagreements with forgiveness and reconciliation, fostering lasting peace. Legacy of faith and love. Honoring parents and teaching children respect and responsibility ensure godly values are passed down, strengthening future generations. Proverbs 22:6. Practical ways to build a culture of respect and gratitude. Model respect and gratitude. Parents and elders should exemplify these virtues through words and actions, setting the tone for the family. Express appreciation regularly. Simple acts like saying thank you, acknowledging efforts, and celebrating achievements reinforce gratitude and respect. Teach biblical principles. Use scripture to instruct children about honoring parents, valuing others, and living with thankful hearts. Ephesians 6:1-4, Proverbs 1:8. Create family traditions of gratitude. Regular family prayers, sharing blessings at meals, or gratitude journals help cultivate a thankful spirit. Encourage open communication. Foster an environment where family members can express feelings respectfully and listen empathetically, promoting understanding and respect. Practice forgiveness and patience. Recognize human imperfections and extend grace, strengthening respect and unity, Colossians 3:13. Serve one another. Acts of service demonstrate respect and gratitude tangibly, building bonds through love and humility. Overcoming challenges to respect and gratitude. Families may face challenges such as pride, misunderstandings, or unmet expectations. Overcoming these requires intentional commitment. Consistently practicing respect and gratitude even during difficult times. Prayer and spiritual growth. Seeking God's help to cultivate humble and thankful hearts. Reconciliation efforts. Addressing conflicts promptly with forgiveness and love. Community support. Engaging with faith communities for encouragement and accountability. Conclusion. Building a culture of respect and gratitude is vital for nurturing family unity and reflecting God's love. These virtues foster compassion, trust, and peace, creating a home where every member feels valued and loved. By intentionally cultivating respect and gratitude, families establish a legacy of faith and harmony that blesses present and future generations. Chapter 18, The Blessings of a Unified Family, Psalm 133:1. Psalm 133:1 declares, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." This verse beautifully captures the essence and blessings of family unity. It highlights not only the goodness but also the delightfulness of living together harmoniously, reflecting God's design for human relationships. This chapter explores the meaning of Psalm 133:1, the spiritual and practical blessings of family unity, and how families can cultivate and sustain this unity. The meaning of Psalm 133:1. David's exclamation in Psalm 133:1 emphasizes the profound goodness and pleasantness of unity among God's people, which by extension applies to the family as God's primary community. The Hebrew word translated dwell together suggests living in close fellowship and harmony. Unity here does not imply uniformity but a harmonious coexistence despite differences, grounded in love and mutual respect. The psalmist uses vivid imagery to describe unity as refreshing and nourishing, like precious oil poured over Aaron's head, flowing down his beard and robes, and like the dew of Mount Hermon falling on Mount Zion. These images symbolize blessing, consecration, and life-giving refreshment. Just as oil anointed priests and dew nourished the land, unity brings spiritual blessing and vitality to the family. Spiritual blessings of family unity. 1. God's blessing and presence. Psalm 133:3 states that where unity exists, the Lord bestows His blessing, even life forevermore. Unity invites God's favor and presence into the family, making the home a place of spiritual vitality and peace. 2. Reflecting God's nature. Unity among family members reflects the unity within the Godhead and the Church. Jesus prayed for His followers to be one as He and the Father are one, John 17:21, making family unity a testimony of God's love to the world. 3. Spiritual growth and encouragement. A unified family provides a nurturing environment where faith is cultivated, and members encourage one another in godliness and perseverance, Hebrews 10:24-25. Unity fosters mutual support and accountability. 4. Peace and joy. Unity brings peace that guards hearts and minds, Philippians 4:7, creating a joyful and secure atmosphere where family members flourish emotionally and spiritually. Practical blessings of family unity. Emotional support. Unity creates a safe space for sharing joys and burdens, reducing stress, and fostering resilience. Effective communication. Families united in love communicate openly and respectfully, preventing misunderstandings and conflicts. Strength in adversity. Unified families can face challenges and crises together, providing strength and hope. Positive legacy. Unity models godly relationships for children, instilling values of love, respect, and cooperation that endure through generations. Cultivating and sustaining family unity. 1. Embrace diversity with grace. Unity does not require identical opinions or preferences but calls for mutual respect and acceptance of differences, Psalm 133:1. Families thrive when members honor each other's uniqueness. 2. Prioritize love and forgiveness. Love is the bond of perfect unity, Colossians 3:14. Practicing forgiveness and grace prevents bitterness and division. 3. Commit to shared faith and worship. Gathering regularly for prayer, worship, and scripture study strengthens spiritual bonds and aligns family members around God's purposes. 4. Promote humility and patience. Humility and patience enable family members to bear with one another's weaknesses, fostering harmony, Ephesians 4:2. 5. Encourage open and respectful communication. Listening attentively and speaking kindly help resolve conflicts and build trust. 6. Celebrate togetherness. Creating family traditions and spending quality time together reinforce unity and joy. Unity as a witness to the world. Psalm 133:1's call to unity extends beyond the family to the community and church. A family that dwells together in unity becomes a powerful witness of God's kingdom values, demonstrating love, peace, and reconciliation in a fractured world. This unity glorifies God and attracts others to His grace. Conclusion. Psalm 133:1 encapsulates the profound blessings of family unity: goodness, pleasantness, spiritual refreshment, and divine blessing. Unity within the family reflects God's nature, fosters peace and joy, and creates a strong foundation for enduring relationships. By embracing love, forgiveness, humility, and shared faith, families can cultivate a culture of unity that blesses present and future generations and honors God. Chapter 19, Teaching Children the Ways of the Lord, Proverbs 22:6. Proverbs 22:6 is one of the most beloved and frequently quoted verses regarding child rearing. Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old he will not depart from it. This verse offers profound wisdom for parents seeking to guide their children spiritually and morally. This chapter explores the meaning of Proverbs 22:6, its implications for teaching children the ways of the Lord, and practical approaches to nurturing a lasting faith in the next generation. Understanding Proverbs 22:6. Solomon's proverb provides sound advice for parents to intentionally direct their children toward godliness and wisdom. The phrase train up a child, Hebrew janak, implies dedication and purposeful instruction, not merely casual teaching. It suggests guiding children in the way he should go, which means the path appropriate for the child's growth in character and faith, rooted in the fear of the Lord, Proverbs 1:7. However, this verse is often misunderstood as a guarantee that children raised in faith will never stray. While it expresses a strong principle, it is not an ironclad promise. Children have free will and may choose their own paths, but a godly foundation provides a positive framework that can influence them to return to the Lord later in life, Luke 15:16-20. The role of parents in spiritual training. Parents are called to be spiritual leaders in the home, modeling and teaching what it means to have a relationship with God. This includes instruction in Scripture, teaching children biblical truths and the fear of the Lord from an early age, Ephesians 6:4, 2 Timothy 3:15. Modeling faith, demonstrating authentic faith through prayer, worship, and obedience, showing children what a godly life looks like in practice. Setting boundaries and discipline, training children in godly behavior, self-control, and respect, which are essential for spiritual growth and character development. Encouraging personal faith, helping children discover their gifts and God's purpose for their lives, guiding them toward a personal commitment to Christ. The way he should go. The phrase "the way he should go" emphasizes that training must be tailored to the child's unique personality, talents, and calling. It is not a one-size-fits-all approach but involves discerning the right path for each child's spiritual and moral development. This training includes teaching virtues such as kindness, honesty, humility, and love, as well as encouraging habits of worship, prayer, and service. These form the foundation upon which a child's faith can grow and mature. Encouragement and realism for parents. Proverbs 22:6 serves as encouragement to parents to persevere in their spiritual responsibilities. It reminds them that their efforts in teaching and modeling godliness are not in vain, even if children temporarily stray. At the same time, parents must recognize that the outcome is ultimately in God's hands. Children may make mistakes or rebel, but a solid spiritual foundation provides a safe place to return to and a framework for conviction and repentance later in life. Practical steps for teaching children the ways of the Lord. Begin early. Start teaching children about God's love and commands from infancy, using age-appropriate methods. Use scripture regularly, incorporate Bible stories, memorization, and discussion into daily family life. Live out your faith, model integrity, prayer, and worship consistently, as children learn primarily by example. Create a nurturing environment, foster open communication, encouragement, and grace to help children grow in faith. Encourage questions and exploration, allow children to ask questions and explore their faith, guiding them gently toward understanding. Pray for your children, seek God's guidance and blessing on your parenting and your children's spiritual journey. Engage in community, involve children in church and fellowship to build supportive relationships and reinforce faith. The legacy of teaching children God's ways. Teaching children the ways of the Lord is an investment with eternal significance. It shapes their character, worldview, and relationship with God, influencing their decisions and life purpose. A godly upbringing equips children to face life's challenges with faith and resilience and to pass on the faith to future generations, Psalm 78:4-7. Conclusion. Proverbs 22:6 offers timeless wisdom for parents, to purposefully train their children in the way they should go, laying a foundation of faith and godliness. While it is not a guarantee that children will never stray, it is a promise that a strong spiritual foundation greatly influences their lifelong journey. Through intentional teaching, modeling, and prayer, parents can guide their children toward a lasting relationship with the Lord, fulfilling God's design for family and faith. Chapter 20, The Danger of Division and How to Avoid It, 1 Corinthians 1:10. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul urgently appeals for unity among believers. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. 1 Corinthians 1:10, NIV. This verse highlights the serious threat that division poses to the church and by extension, to families and communities and offers a clear call to pursue unity grounded in Christ. This chapter examines the dangers of division, the biblical basis for unity, and practical ways to foster harmony. The context and meaning of 1 Corinthians 1:10. The church in Corinth was experiencing significant internal strife, with factions forming around different leaders such as Paul, Apollos, and Cephas, 1 Corinthians 1:12. Paul's appeal is a plea for believers to be of one mind and judgment, emphasizing that unity is not about uniformity of every opinion but about shared commitment to Christ as the foundation of their faith and community. The original Greek text stresses saying the same thing and being perfectly joined together, underscoring the importance of agreement in essential truths and purpose. Paul's appeal is made in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, indicating that unity is not merely a human ideal but a divine mandate and reflection of Christ's own nature. The danger of division. Division threatens the church's witness, health, and mission. It leads to fragmentation. Factions weaken the body by creating rival camps that compete rather than cooperate. Loss of focus. Divisions distract from the gospel and Christ-centered mission, causing believers to prioritize personalities or preferences over Christ. Harm to relationships. Disunity breeds distrust, bitterness, and conflict, damaging the love that should characterize the church and family. Spiritual weakness. Division undermines the spiritual strength that comes from mutual support and shared faith. Paul warns that allegiance to human leaders instead of Christ causes division, as people identify with teachers or traditions rather than the gospel itself. Biblical principles for avoiding division. 1. Unity in Christ as the foundation. The only true basis for unity is Jesus Christ. believers must center their identity and allegiance on Him, not on leaders, traditions, or personal preferences. 2. Agreeing on essential truths. While diversity of opinion can exist, Christians are called to agree on core doctrines and purposes, maintaining the same mind and judgment on vital matters. 3. Mutual love and humility. Paul's broader teachings emphasize humility, patience, and bearing with one another in love as keys to unity, Ephesians 4:2-3. Love prioritizes the good of others over personal preferences. 4. Avoiding factionalism. Believers should resist forming exclusive groups or camps around particular leaders or ideas that foster division. 5. Pursuing reconciliation and forgiveness. Conflicts should be addressed promptly with grace and forgiveness, reflecting Christ's reconciling work, Matthew 18:15-17. Practical steps to foster unity and avoid division. Focus on Christ, regularly remind the community that Jesus is the head of the church and the foundation of their unity. Encourage open communication, create safe spaces for honest dialogue and respectful disagreement without resorting to factions. Promote shared vision and mission, align activities and goals around the gospel and service rather than personal preferences. Practice humility, teach and model humility, recognizing that no one has all the answers and that unity requires mutual submission. Celebrate diversity within unity, embrace differences in non-essential matters while maintaining agreement on essentials. Pray for unity. Regularly pray for God's Spirit to cultivate unity and love among believers. Address conflicts biblically, use scripture-based conflict resolution methods to restore relationships and maintain peace. The role of leadership in preventing division. Leaders must model Christ-like humility and servant leadership, avoiding favoritism or authoritarianism that can fuel division. They should emphasize the gospel as the unifying message and encourage believers to focus on Christ rather than personalities or secondary issues. Conclusion. 1 Corinthians 1:10 warns of the grave danger division poses to the church and calls believers to unity grounded in Christ. Division fragments the body, weakens witness, and harms relationships, while unity brings strength, peace, and effective ministry. By centering on Christ, embracing humility and love, and pursuing reconciliation, families and churches can avoid division and reflect the unity God desires. Chapter 21, Love as a Daily Choice and Commitment. Love is often misunderstood as merely a feeling or emotion that comes and goes. However, the Bible teaches that love is much more than fleeting feelings. It is a deliberate, daily choice and a committed action rooted in God's nature. This chapter explores the biblical understanding of love as a conscious decision, its implications for relationships, and practical ways to live out love as a steadfast commitment every day. Biblical understanding of love as a choice and commitment. The Bible clearly presents love as a commitment that transcends emotions. According to 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, love is patient, kind, not self-seeking, and perseveres through difficulties. These qualities describe love as a choice to act in ways that prioritize another's well-being, regardless of how one feels at the moment. Jesus commands His followers to love one another as He loved them, John 13:34-35, which includes sacrificial love that may require laying down one's life for friends, John 15:13. This kind of love is a commitment to the good of others, not dependent on feelings or circumstances. Biblical love involves deliberate action, choosing to be patient, kind, forgiving, and selfless. Covenantal commitment, a promise to love consistently, reflected in marriage vows and God's covenant with His people. Sacrificial service, willingness to give up personal desires for the benefit of others. Love beyond feelings. Modern culture often equates love with feelings, which can fluctuate and fade. However, Scripture teaches that love is a steadfast choice, often requiring commitment even when feelings are absent or difficult. For example, Christ's love for the church was not based on feelings but on a purposeful sacrifice, Ephesians 5:25-27. Pastor Matt Chandler summarizes this by saying, "Love says, I've seen the ugly parts of you, and I'm staying. This reflects the biblical view that love endures beyond emotions and is characterized by loyalty and perseverance. The cost and reward of choosing love. Choosing love daily involves sacrifice and obedience. It means forgiving offenses, bearing with weaknesses, and prioritizing others' needs, Colossians 3:12-14. While challenging, this commitment produces deep satisfaction and fulfillment, as love builds strong, lasting relationships. The Apostle John emphasizes that love is a sign of discipleship. Everyone will know by this that you are my disciples if you have love for one another, John 13:35. Love as a choice glorifies God and strengthens community. Practical ways to choose and commit to love daily. Make a conscious decision. Start each day by choosing to love family members, friends, and others regardless of feelings. Practice patience and kindness, respond gently and with understanding, especially in difficult situations. Forgive readily, release grudges and extend grace as Christ forgave, Ephesians 4:32. Serve selflessly, look for ways to meet others' needs, even at personal cost. Communicate love, express appreciation, encouragement, and affection regularly. Pray for a loving heart. Ask God to empower and transform your heart to love as He loves. Remember God's love, reflect on God's unconditional love as motivation to love others, 1 John 4:19. Love as a reflection of God's nature. God is love, 1 John 4:8, and His love is the ultimate example of commitment and choice. Our ability to love stems from being made in His image and receiving His love first. Loving others is both a response to God's love and a way to reflect His character in the world. Conclusion. Love is not merely a feeling but a daily choice and committed action rooted in God's nature. By choosing to love patiently, kindly, and sacrificially, believers reflect Christ's love and build relationships marked by faithfulness and joy. Embracing love as a commitment transforms marriages, families, and communities, fulfilling God's command to love one another as He has loved us. Chapter 22, Encouraging One Another in Times of Adversity, Proverbs 17:17. Proverbs 17:17 declares, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity." This verse highlights the vital role of encouragement and steadfast love during difficult seasons. In times of adversity, whether personal struggles, family crises, or broader hardships, encouragement from loved ones sustains hope, strengthens faith, and fosters resilience. This chapter explores the biblical foundation for encouragement, the nature of godly support in adversity, and practical ways families and communities can uplift one another through trials. Biblical foundation for encouragement in adversity. The Bible repeatedly emphasizes the importance of mutual encouragement, especially in hardship. Steadfast love in all seasons, Proverbs 17:17 contrasts a friend's love as constant, not conditional on circumstances. This steadfastness reflects God's unfailing love, Psalm 136:1, and models how believers should support one another. Purpose of brotherhood. The phrase "a brother is born for adversity" underscores that family and close relationships are divinely intended to provide support during trials. God designs relationships to be sources of comfort and strength, Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. Encouragement as ministry. The New Testament encourages believers to encourage one another and build each other up, 1 Thessalonians 5:11, and to comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God, 2 Corinthians 1:4. God as the ultimate encourager. Scripture assures believers that God Himself is near to the brokenhearted and saves those crushed in spirit, Psalm 34:18. Encouragement from others reflects God's comforting presence. The nature of encouragement in hard times. Encouragement in adversity involves presence, simply being with someone in their pain, offering companionship, and listening without judgment, Romans 12:15. Words of hope. Speaking truth and promises from Scripture that remind of God's faithfulness and sovereignty, Isaiah 40:31, Philippians 4:6-7. Practical support, offering tangible help such as meals, childcare, or assistance with tasks to alleviate burdens. Prayer, interceding for those suffering, inviting God's peace and strength into their lives, Philippians 4:6. Gentle correction and guidance, when appropriate, encouraging perseverance, faith, and godly perspective, Hebrews 12:11. The impact of encouragement. Encouragement sustains emotional and spiritual well-being by building resilience, strengthening the ability to endure and grow through trials, Romans 5:3-5. Reducing isolation, helping individuals feel seen, valued, and supported. Fostering hope, renewing confidence in God's promises and future restoration. Promoting healing, facilitating emotional and spiritual recovery through love and care. Practical ways to encourage one another in adversity. Be present and listen, offer undivided attention and empathy, allowing others to express pain and fears. Share scripture and prayer, use God's word to remind of His faithfulness and pray together for comfort and strength. Offer practical help, identify and meet tangible needs to ease burdens. Speak words of affirmation, encourage with kindness, affirming worth, and God's love. Maintain regular contact, consistent support prevents feelings of abandonment. Encourage community support, connect those suffering with church groups or counseling resources. Model hope and faith, demonstrate trust in God's goodness even amid difficulties. Biblical examples of encouragement in adversity. Jonathan and David. Jonathan's loyal friendship and encouragement sustained David during his trials, 1 Samuel 23:16-18. Paul and the early churches. Paul's letters are filled with encouragement to persevere in faith despite persecution, 2 Corinthians 1:3-7. Jesus and his disciples. Jesus comforted and strengthened his disciples before his crucifixion, preparing them for hardship, John 14:1-4. Conclusion. Proverbs 17:17 reminds believers that steadfast love and encouragement are essential in times of adversity. God designs relationships to be sources of comfort, strength, and hope. By embodying these qualities through presence, prayer, practical help, and words of affirmation, families and communities can uplift one another, reflecting God's love and sustaining faith through life's challenges. Encouragement is not just a kind gesture but a vital ministry that nurtures resilience, fosters healing, and honors God's purpose for His people to bear one another's burdens, Galatians 6:2. Chapter 23, The Spiritual Unity That Precedes Emotional Unity. Spiritual unity is the foundational bond that precedes and enables emotional unity within families, churches, and communities. Rooted in the work of the Holy Spirit and grounded in shared faith in Jesus Christ, spiritual unity shapes attitudes, thoughts, and relationships, creating a deep harmony that transcends mere feelings or circumstances. This chapter explores the biblical basis of spiritual unity, its marks and characteristics, and how it leads to genuine emotional unity. The biblical basis of spiritual unity. Spiritual unity is a communal project of becoming more like God, as believers are transformed by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 4:13. It is not simply an emotional connection but a unity of mind, spirit, and purpose grounded in Christ, Philippians 2:1-2. Paul's exhortation in Philippians 2:2 calls believers to be of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. This unity is a direct result of the Spirit's work in believers' hearts, enabling them to think and act in harmony with God's will. It requires believers to set aside selfishness and pride, embracing humility and mutual care, Ephesians 4:2-3. Spiritual unity is thus a reflection of the unity within the Godhead and the Church as the body of Christ. Marks of spiritual unity. According to biblical teaching and pastoral reflection, spiritual unity is characterized by being of the same mind, thinking alike in alignment with the Spirit of God rather than the flesh. This unanimity of thought is essential for true unity. Maintaining the same love, a shared love that reflects Christ's love, expressed through kindness, patience, and forgiveness. United in spirit, being one souled, sharing the same passion, desire, and ambition for God's purposes. Intent on one purpose, having a common goal to glorify God and advance His kingdom. Disunity arises when individuals think according to the flesh rather than the Spirit, leading to conflict and division. Spiritual unity precedes revival and blessing. Unity is not only desirable but necessary for spiritual revival and blessing. As recorded in Acts 2 and 4, the early church experienced powerful outpourings of the Spirit when believers were of one accord and of one heart and one soul. Disunity quenches the Spirit and hinders God's work, while unity invites His presence and power. Psalm 133:1 declares, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." This unity is axiomatic, obviously true and foundational for blessing and effectiveness in ministry. Spiritual unity as the foundation for emotional unity. Emotional unity, feelings of closeness, trust, and harmony flows naturally from spiritual unity. When believers share the same mind and spirit, their emotions align, fostering peace and joy, Philippians 4:7. Without spiritual unity, emotional unity is fragile and temporary. Spiritual unity enables families and churches to bear with one another's weaknesses, forgive offenses, and work through conflicts with grace. It creates a perfect bond of unity that transcends personal differences. Cultivating spiritual unity. Letting the Word of Christ dwell richly, immersing in Scripture shapes thoughts and attitudes, aligning believers with God's mind. Humility and mutual submission, rejecting selfishness and esteeming others above oneself, fosters unity, Philippians 2:3-4. Prayer and worship together, inviting the Spirit's presence, strengthens bonds and aligns hearts. Focusing on Christ as the head, recognizing Christ's lordship, unites believers under one authority, Ephesians 4:15-16. Pursuing shared mission, working together toward common spiritual goals, promotes unity of purpose. Conclusion. Spiritual unity is the essential precursor to emotional unity. It is a unity of mind, spirit, love, and purpose empowered by the Holy Spirit and grounded in Christ. This unity transforms relationships, enabling believers to live in harmony despite differences and challenges. As spiritual unity grows, emotional unity naturally follows, creating communities and families marked by peace, joy, and effective witness. Chapter 24, The Role of Communication in Family Harmony. Effective communication is the lifeblood of family harmony. It shapes how family members relate, resolve conflicts, and nurture love and respect. Rooted in biblical principles, communication within the family should be marked by love, respect, patience, and honesty. This chapter explores the biblical foundation for healthy family communication, practical guidelines, and ways to cultivate an environment where Christ-centered communication fosters unity and peace. Biblical foundations for family communication. The Bible provides clear guidance on how family members should communicate. Speak with love and respect. James 1:19 advises, "Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger," ESV. Listening attentively and responding graciously fosters mutual understanding and prevents conflicts from escalating. Speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15 encourages believers to speak the truth in love, balancing honesty with kindness to build up rather than tear down. Control the tongue. Proverbs and James warn against harsh words, slander, and gossip, emphasizing the power of words to build or destroy relationships. Practice forgiveness and patience. Ephesians 4:31-32 urges families to put away all bitterness and wrath and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Honor and obedience. Ephesians 6:1-4 teaches children to obey and honor parents, and parents to nurture without provoking anger, establishing respectful communication patterns, post-pismo. Principles of effective family communication. 1. Active listening. Truly hearing what others say without interrupting or formulating a response prematurely. This shows respect and fosters empathy, radiant hope, biblical counseling. 2. Clarity and honesty. Communicate clearly and truthfully, avoiding misunderstandings and building trust. 3. Gentle responses. Respond with gentleness and self-control, especially in conflict, to maintain peace. 4. Regular communication times. Establish routine family meetings or conversations to discuss schedules, feelings, and spiritual matters, creating a safe space for dialogue. 5. Use of I statements. Express feelings and needs without blaming, fostering constructive conversation, Impact Christian Academy. 6. Prayer and Scripture. Prioritize time together in prayer, Bible study, and worship to invite God's guidance and unify hearts, Radiant Hope Biblical Counseling. 7. Forgiveness and Grace. Cultivate a culture of forgiveness, recognizing that mistakes happen and extending grace to one another, Impact Christian Academy. Impact of Healthy Communication on Family Harmony. Builds trust and respect. Open and honest communication nurtures mutual respect and strengthens bonds. Prevents and resolves conflict. Addressing issues calmly and respectfully reduces misunderstandings and bitterness. Promotes emotional safety. Family members feel valued and heard, encouraging vulnerability and support. Enhances spiritual growth. Shared prayer and scripture discussions align family members with God's will and purpose. Overcoming communication challenges. Families may face barriers such as busyness, distractions, or differing communication styles. Overcoming these requires intentional effort, setting aside dedicated time and minimizing distractions during conversations. Patience and understanding, recognizing differences and adapting communication approaches. Seeking help, utilizing counseling or church resources when communication breakdowns persist. Conclusion. Communication grounded in biblical principles is essential for family harmony. By listening actively, speaking truth in love, practicing forgiveness, and prioritizing prayer and scripture, families create a nurturing environment where unity and peace flourish. Intentional, Christ-centered communication not only resolves conflicts but also builds lasting relationships that honor God and bless each family member. Chapter 25, The Family as a Reflection of Christ and the Church. The Christian family holds a unique and sacred place as a living reflection of the relationship between Christ and His Church. This profound biblical truth shapes the family's purpose, roles, and interactions, providing a spiritual framework that guides how family members love, serve, and submit to one another. This chapter explores the theological foundation of the family as a reflection of Christ and the Church, the practical implications of this model, and how families can embody this divine pattern in daily life. Theological foundation, the family and the Christ-Church relationship. The Apostle Paul, in Ephesians 5:21-33, presents the Christian family as a tangible picture of the relationship between Christ and the Church. Husbands are called to love their wives sacrificially, just as Christ loved the Church and gave Himself up for her. Wives are called to respect and submit to their husbands as the Church submits to Christ. This mutual submission and sacrificial love form the cornerstone of a Christ-centered family. This metaphor reveals several key spiritual truths. Mutual submission, Ephesians 5:21 calls for all believers to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, establishing a foundation of humility and service within the family. Sacrificial love, husbands are to love their wives selflessly, mirroring Christ's sacrificial love for the Church, which is nurturing, protective, and redemptive. Respect and trust, wives' respectful submission reflects the Church's trust and devotion to Christ's loving leadership. Unity and oneness, marriage is described as one flesh, Ephesians 5:31, symbolizing the profound unity that mirrors the spiritual union between Christ and His people. This divine model elevates the family beyond a mere social unit to a sacred community that participates in God's redemptive work. The family as the primary community for Christian nurture. The family is the first and most fundamental community where Christian life is nurtured and lived out. It is within the family that children first catch Christianity not as abstract doctrine but as lived experience. Parents embody God's love, forgiveness, and grace, shaping their children's understanding of God's character through daily interactions. The family, like the church, is a place of spiritual formation, where virtues such as love, patience, forgiveness, and humility are practiced and taught. This environment prepares children to live faithfully in the broader community and church. Practical implications for family life. Modeling Christ-like love, husbands and wives are called to demonstrate sacrificial love and mutual respect, creating a home that reflects Christ's love for the church. Spiritual leadership, parents lead by example in faith, prayer, and obedience, fostering an atmosphere where the message of Christ dwells richly, Colossians 3:16. Teaching and discipling children, the family is the primary context for teaching children God's ways, nurturing their spiritual growth, and preparing them for lifelong faith. Mutual support and forgiveness, like the church, families must practice forgiveness and bear with one another's weaknesses, maintaining unity through love. Sexuality and marriage, the family models God's design for sexuality and marriage as a joyful, self-giving relationship, reflecting Christ's covenantal love. The family as the little church. In Orthodox tradition and broader Christian thought, the family is often called the little church because it is the primary place where faith is lived and experienced. It is a microcosm of the larger church, embodying communal worship, spiritual growth, and mutual care. This concept challenges families to take seriously their role as spiritual communities, where each member contributes to the body's health and witnesses God's love to the world. Challenges and realities. While the family ideally reflects Christ and the church, it is also composed of imperfect individuals prone to sin and failure. Parents and spouses are not perfect models but are called to rely on God's grace and the Holy Spirit to grow in love and unity. Recognizing human frailty encourages families to cultivate humility, forgiveness, and dependence on God, allowing the family to be a place of grace and transformation. Conclusion. The Christian family is a sacred reflection of the relationship between Christ and His church. This model calls families to mutual submission, sacrificial love, respect, and unity, grounded in reverence for Christ. As the primary community for spiritual nurture, the family embodies God's redemptive love and prepares believers for faithful living in the world. By embracing this divine pattern, families become living testimonies of God's grace, love, and covenant faithfulness, fulfilling their God-given purpose and blessing generations to come. Chapter 26, Building Trust and Accountability Within the Family. Trust and accountability are pillars of a healthy, thriving family. They foster an environment where love, respect, and spiritual growth flourish, enabling family members to support one another through life's challenges. Rooted in biblical principles, building trust and accountability requires intentional effort, humility, and grace. This chapter explores scriptural foundations, practical steps, and the transformative power of trust and accountability in the family. Biblical foundations for trust and accountability. The Bible emphasizes trust as essential in relationships, including within the family. Proverbs 3:5-6 calls believers to trust in the Lord with all your heart and promises that He will direct their paths. This trust in God lays the foundation for trusting one another. Accountability is also a biblical mandate. Galatians 6:1-2 instructs believers to restore someone caught in sin gently and to carry each other's burdens, highlighting the role of mutual responsibility in spiritual growth. James 5:16 encourages confessing sins to one another and praying for each other, fostering transparency and healing. Ephesians 4:25-32 calls for truthful speech, forgiveness, and kindness, which are vital for maintaining trust. Paul's exhortation in Colossians 3:12-14 to clothe oneself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience provides the character framework for accountability done in love. The role of forgiveness in building trust. Trust is fragile and can be broken by offenses or misunderstandings. Forgiveness is crucial to restore trust and maintain unity. Ephesians 4:26-27 warns, "Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, urging families to pursue swift reconciliation. Modeling forgiveness teaches children humility and grace, strengthening bonds of love and trust, Radiant Hope Biblical Counseling. It creates a safe environment where family members feel valued and secure. Practical steps to build trust and accountability. 1. Establish a Christ-centered foundation. Build the family on the firm foundation of Christ through prayer, Bible study, and worship together. This shared faith anchors trust and accountability, harmony in the home. 2. Foster open and loving communication. Encourage honesty and transparency, listening with patience and responding with kindness, James 1:19. Avoid harsh words and cultivate a culture where feelings and concerns can be safely expressed. 3. Set clear expectations and boundaries. Define roles, responsibilities, and standards of behavior within the family. Accountability thrives when everyone understands what is expected and feels responsible for their actions. 4. Practice mutual respect and honor. Honor one another's dignity and contributions, recognizing that respect fuels trust, Exodus 20:12, Ephesians 6:4. 5. Encourage one-on-one relationships. Spend individual time with each family member to build personal trust and show they are valued, Christian Publishing House. 6. Model servant leadership and humility. Parents and leaders should demonstrate humility and servant-heartedness, following Christ's example, John 13:14-15. This builds credibility and trust. 7. Address conflicts promptly and gracefully. Pursue resolution quickly, forgive freely, and restore relationships to prevent bitterness and division, Ephesians 4:26-27. 8. Create accountability structures. Encourage family members to support and gently correct one another in love, fostering spiritual growth, Galatians 6:1-2. The impact of trust and accountability on family harmony. Strengthens relationships, trust deepens emotional bonds and fosters security. Promotes spiritual growth, accountability encourages obedience and maturity in faith. Enhances conflict resolution, trusting families resolve disagreements constructively. Builds a legacy of faith, children raised in trusting, accountable homes are more likely to develop lasting faith. Overcoming challenges. Building trust requires patience and perseverance, especially when past hurts exist. Families must rely on God's grace and the Holy Spirit's work to heal wounds and foster genuine transparency. Conclusion. Trust and accountability are essential for a healthy family, rooted in Christ's love and biblical principles. By fostering open communication, mutual respect, forgiveness, and servant leadership, families create an environment where trust flourishes and accountability strengthens spiritual and relational bonds. This foundation not only promotes harmony today but also establishes a legacy of faith and love for generations to come. Chapter 27, The Power of Shared Values and Goals, Philippians 2:2. Philippians 2:2 exhorts believers. Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. This verse highlights the transformative power of shared values and goals in creating unity and purpose among believers. When applied within families, churches, and communities, such shared commitment fosters harmony, cooperation, and effective witness. This chapter explores the meaning of Philippians 2:2, the role of shared values and goals in unity, and practical ways to cultivate them. Understanding Philippians 2:2, unity through shared mind and love. Paul's appeal to the Philippians is deeply relational and pastoral. He desires their unity to fulfill his joy, emphasizing that harmony among believers brings spiritual delight and strength, enduring word commentary. The phrase being like-minded means sharing the same mindset and worldview, shaped by Christ's humility and love. Like-mindedness indicates agreement in beliefs, attitudes, and purposes. It is not uniformity in every opinion but unity in essentials and love. Having the same love reflects a shared commitment to love God and one another, motivated by Christ's example of selflessness. Being of one accord and one mind conveys harmony in spirit and purpose, working together toward common goals without selfish ambition or conceit, enduring word commentary. Paul's call is rooted in the example of Christ's humility and sacrificial love, Philippians 2:3-11, urging believers to set aside selfishness for the sake of unity. The role of shared values and goals in unity. Shared values and goals serve as the glue that binds individuals into a cohesive community. Aligning priorities, when family or church members share core values such as love, humility, service, they prioritize collective well-being over individual desires. Fostering cooperation, common goals encourage collaboration, reducing conflict and competition fueled by selfish ambition. Providing direction, shared purposes guide decision-making and behavior, creating clarity and focus. Building trust and commitment, when members commit to shared values, trust deepens and accountability increases. Reflecting Christ's character, unity modeled on Christ's humility and love becomes a powerful testimony to the world. Practical ways to cultivate shared values and goals. 1. Teach and model Christ-like values. Leaders and parents should exemplify humility, love, and selflessness, providing a living example for others, Philippians 2:3-4. 2. Encourage open dialogue. Discuss and clarify shared beliefs and goals regularly to ensure alignment and address misunderstandings. 3. Set collective goals. Establish family or church goals that reflect shared values, such as serving others, growing spiritually, or fostering unity. 4. Reject selfish ambition. Paul warns against actions motivated by rivalry or conceit. Cultivating humility helps maintain unity. Got questions? 5. Celebrate unity. Recognize and affirm moments of harmony and cooperation to reinforce shared commitment, SOV Grace Fellowship. 6. Pray for unity. Seek God's help to cultivate a spirit of unity and love that transcends differences, enduring word commentary. Benefits of shared values and goals. Joy and fulfillment. Unity brings joy to leaders and members alike, as Paul expresses in Philippians 2:2. Effective ministry and family life. Harmonious relationships enable families and churches to function effectively and witness powerfully. Resilience in challenges. Shared commitment helps communities endure trials without fracturing. Spiritual growth. Unity fosters an environment where faith and love flourish. Conclusion. Philippians 2:2 underscores the power of shared values and goals in creating unity and joy among believers. Rooted in Christ's example of humility and love, such unity enables families and churches to thrive, serve, and witness effectively. By intentionally cultivating like-mindedness, shared love, and common purpose, communities reflect the heart of Christ and fulfill God's design for harmony and mission. Chapter 28, The Role of Grace in Family Relationships. Grace is the unmerited favor and love of God extended to humanity, and it plays a vital role in fostering healthy, loving, and enduring family relationships. Families, as communities of imperfect people, require grace to navigate challenges, forgive shortcomings, and grow together in love and faith. This chapter explores the biblical foundation of grace in family life, its practical application, and how embracing grace transforms family dynamics. Biblical foundation of grace in the family. God's grace is the ultimate model for family relationships. Scripture teaches that God's grace is abundant, forgiving, and empowering, Ephesians 2:8-9. Families are called to mirror this grace in their interactions. Grace as a basis for forgiveness and love. Ephesians 4:32 urges believers to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. This verse highlights that forgiveness and kindness, essential to family harmony, flow from God's grace. Grace in parenting. Grace-based parenting emphasizes raising children with God's limitless tenderness, compassion, and patience, rather than harshness or legalism. Parents are encouraged to guide children with Christ-like love, offering forgiveness and freedom from fear. Grace in marriage. Giving grace to one's spouse helps believers believe the best about each other, navigate conflicts, and maintain unity. Grace fosters understanding and patience, essential in marital relationships. Jesus as the ultimate example. Jesus' obedience to his earthly parents, Luke 2:51, and his care for his mother at the cross, John 19:26-27, demonstrate grace in family roles and responsibilities. His life models sacrificial love and grace extended even in difficult circumstances. Practical expressions of grace in family life. Extending forgiveness freely. Families must forgive one another's mistakes and shortcomings, reflecting God's forgiveness. This removes fear and bitterness, allowing relationships to heal and flourish. Offering compassion and tenderness. Grace involves deep compassion that penetrates to the core of family members' struggles, responding with mercy rather than judgment. Rejecting harshness and control. Grace-based parenting and family life reject authoritarianism and fear-based control, instead inviting love and freedom into relationships. Cultivating patience and understanding. Grace enables patience with one another's weaknesses and fosters an environment where growth and change are possible. Encouraging mutual support. Families are called to bear one another's burdens, providing practical and emotional support grounded in grace. The transformative power of grace. Grace transforms family relationships by removing fear. Grace-based families replace fear of punishment or rejection with security in unconditional love. Building trust. When family members experience grace, trust grows, enabling openness and vulnerability. Promoting unity. Grace fosters forgiveness and humility, essential for maintaining peace and unity. Reflecting God's love. Families that live by grace become tangible expressions of God's love to one another and to the world. Challenges and encouragement. Living grace-filled family relationships is challenging due to human sinfulness and imperfections. However, God's grace empowers believers to extend grace to others. The church community also provides support and encouragement to families striving to live out grace. Conclusion. Grace is foundational to healthy family relationships. Rooted in God's unmerited favor, grace enables forgiveness, compassion, patience, and love to flourish within the family. By embracing grace, families create nurturing environments where each member can grow spiritually and emotionally, reflecting Christ's love and fostering unity and joy. Chapter 29, Legacy of Unity, Passing Faith and Love to Future Generations. Passing faith and love to future generations is one of the most profound legacies a family can leave. Rooted in biblical teaching and lived experience, this legacy weaves a tapestry of spiritual heritage that shapes not only individual lives but entire communities and cultures. Psalm 145:4 reminds us, "One generation commends your works to another, they tell of your mighty acts." This chapter explores the importance of intentionally passing faith and love, the role of family and community, and practical ways to build a lasting legacy of unity. The importance of passing faith and love. Faith is more than a personal journey, it is a legacy that binds generations together in love, purpose, and trust in God. Families that prioritize faith nurture a vibrant spiritual foundation that equips children and grandchildren to face life's challenges with hope and resilience. The legacy of faith and love creates continuity, ensuring that the gospel's power and God's grace endure beyond one lifetime. This legacy is not accidental but requires intentionality, investment, and reliance on God's grace. It shapes the family's identity and mission, inspiring each generation to live authentically and pass on the torch of faith. The role of family and community in legacy building. The family is the primary context where faith is nurtured and lived out. Parents, grandparents, and extended family members serve as spiritual mentors, teaching by example and through shared traditions. The village, including church communities, mentors, and youth ministries, plays a vital role in supporting families to cultivate faith in younger generations. Grandparents, in particular, hold a unique position as transmitters of faith, wisdom, and testimony. Their stories and love provide a living connection to the past and inspire future generations to embrace their spiritual heritage. Church communities also contribute by offering programs and environments where faith can be nurtured intergenerationally, creating spaces for teaching, worship, and fellowship. Practical ways to pass on a legacy of faith and love. Be intentional. Parents, grandparents, and mentors should make deliberate efforts to share their faith journeys, stories of God's faithfulness, and biblical truths with younger generations. Cultivate spiritual practices, establish family habits such as daily prayer, Bible reading, worship attendance, and service that embed faith into everyday life. Create faith traditions, develop meaningful family rituals and celebrations that reinforce spiritual values and communal identity. Encourage storytelling, share testimonies and family histories that highlight God's work across generations, fostering connection and inspiration. Engage community support, participate in church ministries, youth groups, and intergenerational events that provide mentorship and fellowship. Pray continuously, cover the next generation in prayer for protection, growth, and boldness to live out their faith. Model authentic faith. Live transparently and authentically, demonstrating love for God and others as a daily witness. Teach responsibility and service, instill values of hard work, accountability, and compassion as expressions of faith lived out in practical ways. The impact of a legacy of unity. A legacy of faith and love nurtures unity within families and communities. It strengthens bonds across generations, creating a shared identity rooted in God's promises. This unity fosters resilience, joy, and a sense of purpose, enabling families to face cultural challenges and pass on a vibrant faith. Moreover, such a legacy influences not only individual families but also the broader church and society, as faith-filled generations live out God's love and truth in their spheres of influence. Conclusion. Passing faith and love to future generations is a sacred calling and a powerful legacy. It requires intentionality, community support, and a commitment to live out and teach God's truth authentically. Families and churches together can weave a tapestry of faith that binds generations in unity, hope, and love. As we invest in this legacy, we participate in God's redemptive work, ensuring that His love and truth continue to transform lives for generations to come. Chapter 30, Living Out God's Design for Family Unity Every Day. Family unity is a divine ideal and spiritual imperative, reflecting God's own nature and His desire for harmony among His people. Living out this unity daily requires intentionality, faith, and practical application of biblical principles. Rooted in love, forgiveness, respect, and shared purpose, family unity strengthens relationships and glorifies God. This chapter explores how families can embody God's design for unity every day through prayer, communication, forgiveness, and mutual support. Biblical foundation for family unity. Scripture presents family unity as a sacred calling and a reflection of God's character. Psalm 133:1 celebrates the goodness and pleasantness of brethren dwelling together in unity. Colossians 3:13-14 instructs believers to bear with one another, forgive as the Lord forgave, and put on love, which binds all virtues together in perfect unity. Romans 12:16 and 1 Peter 3:8 further emphasize humility, harmony, compassion, and love as essential for unity. The family is the primary context where faith is nurtured and lived out, serving as a little church where spiritual growth and mutual support occur. Unity in the family is not just about avoiding conflict but actively pursuing love, respect, and peace. Practical ways to live out family unity daily. 1. Pray for unity. Prayer invites God's presence and power into the family, aligning hearts with His will. Praying together and for one another fosters spiritual connection and dependence on God's grace. 2. Prioritize loving communication. Practice active listening. Speak truth in love, and avoid harsh words. Open and respectful communication builds trust and understanding, preventing misunderstandings and resentment. 3. Practice forgiveness and grace. Conflicts are inevitable, but forgiving one another promptly as God forgives is vital. Forgiveness restores relationships and maintains peace. 4. Create shared family traditions and goals. Establish routines such as family meals, devotions, and celebrations that reinforce identity and unity. Shared goals and values provide direction and foster cooperation. 5. Serve one another. Acts of kindness and service demonstrate love tangibly, nurturing humility and mutual care within the family. 6. Respect and honor each member. Recognize each person's God-given worth. Honor parents, nurture children, and value each member's contributions, creating a culture of dignity and respect. 7. Manage conflicts biblically. Address disagreements with patience, humility, and reconciliation, following biblical principles for conflict resolution. 8. Celebrate milestones and encourage growth. Acknowledge achievements and spiritual growth to build encouragement and joy. The role of parents and leaders in promoting unity. Parents and family leaders set the tone for unity by modeling Christ-like love, humility, and forgiveness. A loving parental relationship is foundational, extending grace and nurturing each child personally. Leadership involves casting a vision for unity and teaching principles that lead to harmony. The blessing of living in unity. Families that live out God's design for unity experience peace, joy, and resilience. Unity strengthens emotional bonds, fosters spiritual growth, and equips families to face life's challenges together. Such families become powerful witnesses of God's love and grace in their communities. Conclusion. Living out God's design for family unity every day is a purposeful journey grounded in Scripture and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Through prayer, loving communication, forgiveness, mutual respect, and shared purpose, families can embody the unity God desires. This unity not only blesses the family internally but also glorifies God and impacts the wider community, fulfilling His divine purpose for family life.